Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Sweet Jesus, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm not by myself. I'm joined by a couple of people, man. Obviously, my co-host of the show, been on every episode of Balls Deep Sports. It's my man Justin. What's up?
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, brother, and happy Kwanzaa also.
Well, you know, I was going to say that for next week. You know,
how was your Kwanzaa? How was your Hanukkah?
Negroes last.
How was your Hanukkah?
My holidays have been great.
Okay.
Anytime you off work and out of school, it's always great.
You get any dreidels or anything like that? Any matzo soup?
No, I actually don't celebrate any tradition where I actually get gifts, things like that.
Okay. So, yeah, I
do more of the giving than the receiving.
Yeah, I got a little flip at Christmas. What about you, Vic, man? How's your holidays going?
It went well, you know, family, chill together, have fun, peaceful.
You get any gifts? Y'all do any gift exchange?
You know what? No. Okay. We just did cooking. We cooked and cooked for like 3 days and had a big feast. So it was like Thanksgiving part two.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Did enjoy some good pie.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we made seafood and went out to see Wolf of Wall Street with my parents and my brother and his fiance, and had a good time, man. Glad that's how we do it at Balls D Sports. You know, everybody's out here taking it one day at a time, you know, not making a big deal of the holidays, but thankful for the time off and time we can spend with you guys who are fans of the show. Let's get right into the theme song, because you can't start the show without singing the song. Let's do it.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
Dry, hump, positive traits.
Give a pound into her feelings. Make your south mouth malevate. And Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
What
where was I?
You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about
balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep in love. Let's start the show. All right, man. First thing we always do is talk about the NFL last week. Pretty eventful week, actually, because a lot of people were deciding if they were making the playoffs, what the playoff futures are going to be. A lot of big victories, big losses, and a lot of crap football that I don't want to talk about.
Yep.
So let's get right into it.
A lot of good fantasy football games, too.
Oh, yeah. For a person such as myself who won his fantasy football keeper league last week, it was a brilliant brilliant move. Came in second in another league to my man John Candy, but it's cool because I've won that league 5 years in a row, and it's about time someone else took the mantle from me.
But didn't John talk a lot of trash?
No, John doesn't talk any. Not that John. John Smith talks trash, and of course, I gave him all of the ass whoopings.
And the thing too, I will have to shout out Roger Goodell. I generally hate this guy, but but because of what he did with the leagues, with the leagues
schedule.
Now, yeah, the scheduling, the games are much more competitive towards the end now,
and so, they matter.
Yeah, and they matter. Yeah, so you know, it helped out with flat fantasy football. I got kicked out, I lost, but you know.
Well, Dolphins played the Bills.
Nothing to see though.
No accidents. Yeah.
Does Tannehill keep his job? Does he get fired?
Well, they're 8-7. So, I mean, and if they win this week, they make it in the playoffs. So,
yeah. Oh, wait. What did I say? Dolphins beat the Bills? Bills beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, my bad.
It does matter. Dolphins got to win to make the playoffs, and I think they need help. But it's just funny because, yeah, they're 8-7. And
you put up a goose egg.
Yeah.
You just got. That's important. You got blanked by the fucking Bills, man.
Yeah.
Up there in that cold, bruh.
I mean, yeah, but you do have to give the Dolphins some credit. I mean, for them to have the year they're having, you know, with that whole Martin situation, and then, you know,
I do give them credit, but they played last week like they were missing two starting offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah, that would play like that week every week.
Yeah, yeah. You know, some weeks, some weeks you can't even tell they lost them two dudes.
Oh, yeah.
But this wasn't one of them weeks.
You know, I have no sympathy for them. When we always get on players for doing certain things, and doing things in the locker room that they're a distraction. We don't cut them any slack. I'm not cutting ownership or the coaching staff any slack to the Dolphins.
I'm not cutting them any slack because as far as I'm concerned, it's a locker room that has a culture of letting white people call black people the N-word routinely and thinking it's funny.
Yeah, they
can't co-sign that, bro. This ain't no Tarantino movie.
You're getting what you create. You know what I mean?
No Django, but I guess I don't know, want to, you know, go into a whole nother topic. I'm pretty sure you guys don't, but whole thing with it is that everyone is on Incognito's side, including the black players, and not on Martin's side. So there seems
that's
to
one
be,
of the reasons I root against them.
Okay, so all right, well,
can you imagine?
I'm neutral.
Yeah, can you imagine? You say you're neutral till Rob hops on your side at the gym.
And then you realize
the kind of person that wanted to say that shit. And it's like, no, you can't call me no fucking nigger. Nobody's that cool.
No one's that cool. But
you give a fuck if it's the Fonz.
My whole thing again, I have to say, I mean, Martin is 6'5". He ain't no little dude.
I'm going to ask Rob to come in and just say, nigga. What up, my nigga.
And what's the name? But everybody act like the other dude is two pounds. Okay. He bigger than Martin.
And let's not act like they not at work. They not at the playground.
I hate that people treat football like it's not like it. I hate the way we treat football players where we make them less than human. Because if it was any other, like, occupation, we would be like, man, you just gotta tell your boss, man, not to do that. But as soon as you say it's a, like, if I just told you the situation, and I didn't tell you who it happened to, I was like, it's a dude, this thing been happening, you know, they normally do a little bit of hazing with the new guys, but it's actually gone on for over a year, and blah, 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 here's the voicemail. And, like, everybody, if I didn't tell them what job it was, would be like, man, that white dude gotta get fired.
But here's the thing, it's not a regular job. I mean,
But
it's not like, that Reebok commercial where the guy used to tackle people at work. Like, if that happened at work where you can tackle someone, where you can cut someone out, then okay, then we can compare it to our jobs. But
I'm not saying it's like a regular job, but I'm saying it doesn't mean that it makes it right.
I agree with you, Vic. It's not a regular job. That makes it more pressure. You can't even get a fucking speeding ticket in the NFL and your shit not on ESPN.
Yeah, but my thing is, the only thing I'm saying is that I'm going to take him back because, I mean, you have to look at it. Martin's mother is an attorney. His father is a professor. I think this just might be it could possibly, I've read an article, this could just be a lawsuit waiting to happen, him getting his money, getting paid, and getting out of this situation.
I would have been okay with that if we're talking about something that happened to a dude, in high school. Nobody plays football this long in their life to sue somebody.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
he done dedicated his entire life, started a season in the NFL, every game of his career, and then quit into the second season. Like, I don't think it's just a lawsuit. It's bigger than that.
I don't know. I thought he could have taken up for himself. I thought he could have done something.
I'm
not condoning what he said or what he did.
Obviously not.
Your license
and your money
over people disrespecting you and calling you the N-word. That's what you're saying.
You'll definitely have a nigga moment.
It's not even that. It is. I'll say this. Okay, this is what happened there at our law school. Because, you know, being the black, want to be one of the few minorities, black people there, you don't want to be that angry black dude. And on our flag football team, we had a law school flag football team. This guy, He's like the big honcho. Everyone, he's the big honcho. Okay, always talking. Finally, he comes up there and he says something. And I was open for the ball. I say, hey, man, you didn't pass the ball. And he says, well, you need to run fast. And then I said, okay, well, you know, pass the ball. He says, shut up and just get back. And I had to, for a quick second, I had to put my hand in his face. I said, look, bro, you got one more time to say something like that again.
So you the bully.
Mm-hmm. You, no, I mean, I had to let him know. Like, you know, you call you a nigger? Did he call you a nigger? I mean, he might as well have.
Did he call you a nigger continuously? Every game?
Did he yell at you? Call your phone? But you know why he didn't call me that? Because when he violated, he went over the boundary lines. I went ahead and cut that off.
Okay. And then he had backup too?
And let him sit there and I cut that boundary line off and said, bro, you ain't gonna be saying that to me like that.
But did the law school put him up to that to make you a better football player?
No, I mean,
because that's what they did with this.
I don't see.
So if an organization puts a guy in charge of making you tougher, and that guy's walking around calling you the N-word, it might, a punch might not solve that.
And you're talking about flag football. We're talking about maybe in the classroom and
flag football. I'm talking about,
and one of your peers in front of the teacher says, look, nigga, you got this problem wrong. You're doing it wrong.
Right. And I would have went up to him and
they pat him on the back.
I said, you got one more time. And then y'all got one more time.
And then when the teacher says, hey, son, do you want to be at this school or you want to go home?
There's an important thing that's getting skipped over in a lot of this shit. One, we don't have all the details yet.
Yeah, and that's another.
And everybody keeps going off at the mouth about, like, with so much certainty about who's good and who's bad. And I don't think this is necessary. I don't think one thing means the other thing didn't happen. Jonathan Martin could quite possibly be a punk ass. He could.
Yep.
I don't know this dude. But that doesn't mean it's acceptable what the other dude did either. And one of the reports is that Jonathan Martin had a physical altercation with another player in the locker room. So that right there could be, and they didn't say the other player, that could be him fighting that dude to be like, stop this shit. And then dude was like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing it. Now what?
Yeah. And then we got to realize, and I agree with you too. I 100% agree with you. We don't have all the facts. I don't think it's black or white. Yeah. I think you'll find a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You find out King Incognito's being a dick. You might find that Martin was being a little bit much, you know, a punk. But, I mean, because again, I mean, he went off when they did that prank on him. That's what sort of.
Well, even, him. But and, see, and so but listen.
It wasn't like they
check this out. Check this out, though. They call. Listen to where you're getting your information from. The same dude, they call him a half nigger. Have you seen his parents?
Okay, no, I haven't seen his parents.
Both his parents are black. Right. So people been walking around saying he's a biracial player for...
He's Incognito's parents. Okay, I'm thinking, Martin's parents, yeah.
Yeah, they're his both parents, black. But people,
very,
but
very educated. But his father's a professor, his mother's an attorney.
Yeah, even ESPN was calling him half black.
Okay.
Because these motherfuckers just take... So who's the person that told us that it was a prank that caused him to leave the team? Right.
Okay.
The people that fucking, the people that were in on the prank are the ones like, oh, nah, he just left because of this prank. Or it could be the harassment that he's been enduring for over a year. It's just funny where people are getting their information and running with it, because I feel like a lot of people feel like if they were as big as him, I would never take shit from nobody. But life just doesn't work that way. It's always somebody bigger than you. There's always organizations that have more people than you. And it's a fight. So I still feel like I can't wait till more details come out on this.
Yeah.
So we can really definitively, if we ever can know, but we can more definitively know like what happened, because people are real quick to want to call this dude a bitch, and I'm like, I'm not that kind of person to walk around thinking that a guy that fights grown men for a living every day of his life is just suddenly is a bitch.
Yeah.
And anybody can say what they want to him. I don't believe
it. No. I mean, even at the gym, I mean, there are times where, even if someone get in your face, you're going to probably just walk away from him.
Yeah.
Because it ain't that, I'm not going to jail, to keeping it real.
Think about if he would have Steve Smith that dude.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Steve Smith still got a bad reputation. Cause he hits his teammates.
Yeah. Think about if I actually put hands on Chase. Even the day I just yelled back at him, I was the one that was perceived to be the crazy one.
Yep.
Even though Chase continuously did things to agitate me and egg me on, and I ignored him for months.
Yep.
I ignored him.
Nobody was walking around talking about, Justin. we know it has been months. Everybody's like, what's wrong with Justin? Why is he acting like that? I was like, man, y'all don't know the history. Why is wrong with Justin? He's going off. Man, it's been coming for a long time. What's wrong with Justin? What's like, so it's the dude that's acting crazy.
Yeah.
That gets all the attention. So I'm kind of, and then to be quite honest, man, I hope that is more Jonathan Martin was just more thinking like, let me just handle this professionally. I'm hoping that that's what it was, because I would really be happy to see a black man say, I'm not going to do the typical black shit and act a fool because you said the N word. I'm not going to come in here punching people. I'm going to be a professional. If I was on another team, the shit wouldn't happen and I would be fine. So let's be honest, guys. I hope that's what it was. I really hope it's not that he's just a bitch, man.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, I really do, because again, I'd much rather walk away from a fight than fight. Because anyway, now I mean, I'm too fat to fight or run. So it ain't about to go down that way anyway. But
Slim Vic would have fought.
Yeah, Slim Vic would have probably ran.
Slim Vic had more mouth.
Yeah, that's true too. But I mean, but this happened a few years ago with the Redskins, Steven Davis, mm-hmm. the Carolina Panthers running back. He kept picking on, I think the receiver's name was Westbrook, and he kept calling him gay.
Yeah.
You know, he kept insinuating his sexuality, this and that. And finally, Westbrook, because Steven Davis is a big dude. This is a wide receiver. He was not the biggest guy. And there's a video. I would encourage people to listen to look it up. Westbrook whooped his ass, and that was the last time.
This is the other problem with this shit. Too many people think fighting works like the movies.
Yep.
The person that's right does not always win. In that case, Westbrook won.
Yeah. But
all we know, Jonathan Martin might have went up in there during that physical altercation that they don't disclose the details of. He might have confronted dude and got his ass whooped.
The other thing with Westbrook was they shipped his ass right on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, exactly. Like he might.
I remember he was a great receiver, and I was like, "Why the fuck are you trade? Why did you get rid of him?"
Nobody want to discuss that kind of shit. The fallout, because like people always go, like people had this misplaced notion. I think it works well with children and shit, but they had this misplaced notion that if you get bullied and you stand up to the bully leaves you alone, and that might work a lot of the time. It don't work every time. As many cases where bullies go, oh, I'm not taking this L. And now you really pissed me off. I'm going to fuck with you even more. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't, you know, people talk shit, but they don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't wait till we find out more. Because I think they had a resolution where I want to say they're going to pay Incognito for the rest of the year. So, he got his money.
Yeah. Well, they can only suspend him for 4 games.
I think they're even paying him for those.
I don't think they did. He
didn't get paid for those four?
I don't think he did. All right. So, I mean, but.
Well, I know he getting the rest of his money. He just can't come back to the team.
Yeah, he can't come back. He's probably not, his NFL career is probably done.
Yeah, that, I mean.
I'm not even going to say that.
Until we get the evidence.
But isn't it weird though that people, so many players that had his quote unquote have his back, that if he doesn't get another job, doesn't that really say that players didn't really have his back because they don't want him in an NFL locker room if he doesn't get another job?
I don't know this thing is players that have his back. I just think GMs are going to probably look, because the NFL, again, I mean, there's talent coming in all the time. And so they're going to look at him and say, do I really want to sign him? No. I mean, it's like T.O. I mean, players like T.O.
But he's not almost 40 like T.O.
But I mean, his attitude is this. Even Chad Johnson. And GMs were like, okay, we could use him. He could help us, and the players do like him, but no, I'll pass. And I think that's what's going to happen with Incognito, because Tony Dungy said when he first drafted him, he was on the do not draft list.
Right. But my question is, if he doesn't end up on the team, that to me says Martin was right.
I think it depends on how he campaigns it.
Yeah.
If he has somebody that has him going around saying, you know what? My actions, at the time I didn't see the error of my ways, you know, I matured from this. I've learned from it. You know, he'll get a chance then.
No, you're saying he ends up.
Dolphins.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if he doesn't ever work in the NFL again, Like, I'm, forget whatever apology tour.
No, I'm saying if he does that, he'll be back on someone's team.
Right, right.
But if
I know
he doesn't
what,
show
know,
the humility part, he won't.
I know what you're saying. I'm saying, even, no matter what he does, any scenario, if, and this is just a hypothetical, I'm not saying it will happen, I'm not guessing, I'm just saying hypothetically, if for some kind of reason, this dude never ends up on another NFL roster, doesn't that make Jonathan Martin right?
I don't think so.
You know, because basically that would be every NFL team saying, like, we don't want you in the locker room, because that actually is not normal.
It's just like,
as opposed to like, if another team picks him up next year, then to me that says this is normal culture and Jonathan Martin was the weirdo.
No, I don't necessarily think so. I just think, again, because as a GM, I mean, looking from this from the outside, again, I even though I am look pretty neutral, I still may not. I would probably still not sign Incognito.
Would you put him on your team?
I know. And it's not right. No, I'm
but
saying
that makes
I'm
Jonathan
wrong.
Martin that makes Jonathan Martin
no,
look it does make him look right.
It doesn't it makes him look right, but and from my point of view, I'm like, you know what? Because bullying, one thing about bullying is this, is that it is universal, whether it goes your race, sexuality, sex, whatever. So, I mean, I don't want the fans getting this negative perception of my team. So just to keep the media away, because the media is going to be in your locker room every day. I don't want that drama coming.
Because it's not right.
Not because it's not right. Because I just don't want it.
I'm not using. First of all, we don't use the term bullying when we talk about this situation.
Yeah.
These are two grown ass men. I hate whoever.
But that's
like,
what they're
saying. Half the problem with this. Half the problem with this, and the reason people are reacting with such vitriol, is because the word bullying got brought up when it shouldn't.
Exactly.
Have. If nobody would have said the word bullying, people would be way more reasonable about the discussion.
Yes. And that's my own.
But
part
I don't want anybody like. So I'm trying to keep people from reacting to the word bullying. I'm making a simple scenario saying if 32 or however many NFL teams look at this dude next year and go, no, that makes Jonathan Martin look right to me. I'm not saying it makes him right, but God damn it, he gonna look right because
I'm
not dealing with this nigga.
And I agree with you on that because it's gonna make him look right. But again, it's just gonna
maybe
be like,
maybe he was. I mean, I don't know how you can really. It's hard for me to think of a scenario where he's quote unquote wrong, but maybe he wasn't the most right in this situation.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, I'm sorry, y'all.
You use the N word.
I'm a bit biased. If you call me a nigga, if you call any black man a nigga, I'm hopping on his side to some extent. It's going to be real hard for me to just be like, nah, you
can't fit. You call Louis Farrakhan an N word. You know what?
But you can throw the N word out there and keep your job, right. i.e., Philly's receiver. Like, right. You can use that word. So
he went to racism rehab.
So this,
like a true class organization. None of them black people had
exactly. Even McCoy said
only one that had his back was Vic, and that shit lasted for one day.
And then Cooper said, I ain't catching no passes from this N-word. Mm-hmm. And so, but you have to realize though that Cooper pissed off black people. Right. He didn't piss off white Hispanics with bullying, and this has been the bullying term. Yeah,
but you can do things.
He's pissed off all religions, race, all, everyone. So,
well, that's more.
NFL is just saying, you just pissed off black people. They're only 12% of the population.
You know what's funny though?
I don't care.
The bullying shit is such a loaded term.
It is.
It actually makes just as many people dislike the term bullying and fight for Incognito. Because of that, as people fight against them, because you have soccer moms who don't even watch fucking football that just hear the word bullying and they're like, I don't like that guy.
But then you
also have these people that just hate the term, like they hate the way society has turned into like bullying.
They call it a pussy name. You know,
right.
Yeah.
And then you all of a sudden you got dudes calling a 300 something pound man that will probably whoop all our asses.
All of our asses.
Calling him catches. Calling him a bitch and a pussy.
Yeah.
Because they don't like the term bullying. It's like, I don't think Incognito ever used the term. I don't think Jonathan Martin ever even used the term. But whoever wrote that first headline knew what they was doing, because they made this a story with that time.
Yeah, and that, see, with Cooper, though, soccer moms don't care that somebody got called an N-word. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I don't care. I mean, my children don't get called
N-word. They care about bullying.
They care about bullying. So, yeah. I mean, that's what made this whole situation
I really wish that word never got used. The first time I heard it, I was just like, so that's what we calling racism now? I thought racism was already a hot enough buzzword. What happened to just, he called him a nigger and that was the end? We could just be like, let's have an argument over that instead. Anyway.
How did Miami become the new Cleveland Browns?
They really are. Man, they've been bad for a long time. That's the reason the Patriots keep fucking going to the playoffs, because Miami never fulfilled their promise.
Marino left. And while Marino was there, it was like, you never want to ring, though.
They're a terrible, terrible team. I would never want to be a fan of them.
I only liked them when Ricky Waters was down, though.
Like, I'm an Eagles fan, and I look down on these niggas. but anyway, Bills beat them, blanked them. Vikings and the Bengals played. Nothing to see here.
Okay, yeah.
Peterson was back, but
didn't do anything.
Shit.
Yeah. Green finally got a touchdown.
Broncos beat the Texans. Peyton Manning set some records. I think he already got either tied or has the touchdown record.
He has a touchdown record now, which is crazy. 51.
15 games into the season, he got the touchdown record. Probably about to get a few more on there next game. Yep. Just good job, Peyton. Way to help me win my fantasy football.
And I have to give Peyton his props, because, you know, when he first signed the Broncos, I thought it was so stupid, because I'm thinking, like, why does he just sign? He should have signed with the 49ers, especially with that defense. But, hey, prove me wrong.
Yep.
He doesn't care about defense. He cares about not getting hit.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
but
he didn't sign with them 49ers because he looked at the damn defenses in that division.
I think
Seattle, the Rams, and the Cardinals. That shit. I know he was like, my neck still hurt. Yeah.
And then you got looking for Peyton Manning. He's a boss in his own right. Where you ain't gonna you give him a play. He's like, I don't like that play. I'm doing this. And Harbaugh was like, no. You doing the play I called, you know, so.
He like, ain't no such thing as an offensive genius when I got the fucking ride.
And he went where he knew, like, oh, Tebow was here. Yeah. I'm definitely starting. There's no controversy.
Doesn't matter whether he's there or not.
Tebow was like, I really would like to meet you. You know, we can be competing for the starting job.
Texas should cancel their game next week.
Titans played the Jaguars in a game that doesn't matter to anybody. Yeah. Like, not even for fantasy purposes.
Did they even have that game on TV for the Jaguar locals? Did they get to watch their game?
Yo, Jaguar fans got to be the only people that hope that their attendance is not high enough to get on TV. It's like, man, can they just show us something else?
I want to see a whole other game.
I've never heard of that before where the team got mad because they weren't playing their home team game. I never heard of that before until this year. They will be the LA Jaguars, I believe.
At
some point in time.
The Jets played the Browns.
Gino's
out there looking smart again.
Gino.
24-13.
It was the Browns, though.
It was the Browns.
I'm still proud of you, Gino. There's no shade here.
Browns trying to get that pick, so, I mean, I guess it makes sense. But
hey, they got a lot of competition with Washington now. They're not.
It's not a done deal by any means. But, Gino is out there looking real smart. 214 yards, 2 TDs, no ints. So, no fumbles.
And I just say, Rex Ryan, I don't know whether he gets fired, but he's done a hell of a job this year with that team.
I would fire him anyway.
Okay, you would fire him anyway?
Yeah, man, because I have, like, such a...
disdain?
No, it's just this... You ever get that feeling like...
These
niggas don't listen to you.
Yeah.
When I watch him coach, I'll be like, these niggas not listening, dog. Like, it doesn't happen all the time, for me, he's one of the few coaches this year that I get that feeling when I look at his team, like, man, these niggas don't give a fuck what you talking about. They just gonna go out there and it's gonna be chaos every week. So, I mean, maybe he gets his job back. Maybe it's not a big deal. You know, New York is a city that after Coughlin, I think New York has looked at coaching a little bit different. And they probably might bring him back, but I wouldn't.
I think they might let him go just because, again, just to start anew.
Yeah.
But I think he has done a good job. Like, because this team, there is no talent on this team. I thought they were going to be like 3-13. I thought they would be fighting for the worst record.
Well, does she go ahead and fire him?
I think you keep him though.
Yeah, it's not even. Yeah, for the record, I'm not even trying to say like he's a bad coach either. I just.
Yeah, it might be time. I mean, yeah, it just seems like it's time, years, dog. Yeah.
Like it, they. I mean, when it's been a while since they had a good year, man.
Yeah.
The Saints lost to the Panthers, like I predicted.
Yeah, it was such a close game, though.
Listen, I wasn't worried at all. At all. I watched this whole game and wasn't worried. Like, I remember saying, like, these niggas are going to beat them in Carolina. That's when it'll be decided because everybody got so out. People were panicking about that shit, man. They're like, they lost to the Saints. They lost to the Saints. It wasn't even close. It's like they were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
The Saints are ridiculous at home, but they're suspect on the road.
For me, it was more so I wanted the Panthers to put up more numbers. I wanted them to score more.
I did too.
Is that the Panthers style? Is that even the Panthers style?
It's not, but for this game, this is what I wanted.
Yeah, and they did throw that red zone pick. So I think that happened. And I think, what's his name? The coach got way too, he got conservative more than he really is.
It was so many three and outs.
But, yeah, there was a lot of three and outs. I mean, and so he got real conservative. I mean, there were third downs.
I mean, they only had the ball 21 minutes.
Yeah, and it's he was conservative. He was just at that point. But, you know, Kuechly, oh, man, he is a MVP candidate. I mean,
you know what was funny?
Six tackles.
The thing that was funny is what was killing them to me was the defense in the first half wasn't playing as well as I thought they would.
Right, but they still did a good job.
Yeah, in the first half, I was just like, man, I'm surprised at how they're struggling against the Saints. I thought the defense was who really got outplayed on the road.
And then
this game, like I said, it started off feeling kind of the same. Like, damn, they can't hit Breeze. They can't stop the ball from going to Colson. And then all of a sudden, man, second half came and they started clicking
It was like the second quarter. It was like you watched them. The Saints would just move downfield.
Yeah,
you'd be like, penalty. You'd be like, okay, good. We got that penalty. Then it'll be like a key sack when they hadn't touched him.
Yeah.
Or anything. It'd be like, good. We got that sack on third down. It's like, why couldn't you do that earlier before they got to the 40-yard line or the 30-yard line?
The dude who played his ass off this game was Greg Hardy.
Yeah, but
that nigga was back there I think he got three sacks this game.
Well, Captain Motherland had a sack in a hurry. Yeah, quick. I mean, what Carolina did that they did really well this game was just that because their DBs suck. Yeah. I mean, our DBs suck. I mean, when my man Holmes made those comments last week, I agreed with him. Our DBs suck.
They don't have so any I mean,
and we didn't get pressure. So this game they blitz. They got a lot of pressure on Drew Brees. I mean, we sacked him six times and we hurried him. I mean, so we sacked Drew Brees a lot. And then we switched it up and with those picks that what's my man Thomas Davis.
Yeah,
he had a pretty pick. I mean that.
I mean the defense pretty. Showed out the second half. It felt like it was another team. And then as soon as that started happening, I was like, they got a chance because Cam Newton has led the league in fourth quarter comebacks this year.
Yep.
And on the low, because nobody's going to talk about it. That's why you listen to Balls Deep. And I wasn't nervous at all. As soon as they got the ball back, I was like, wait a minute. They going to give him the ball back? And if he scored a touchdown, they win?
Yeah, I was surprised they ran.
Was Steve Smith back for the playoffs?
I think he'll be back.
He's week to week, man. I don't know the current diagnosis, but I mean,
if they get this,
they need to get this W so they can get this bye.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah. If they get this bye, I think he'll be straight.
Also, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Real talk, Steve Smith had like a 60-yard game.
It's not that, but I still feel like he keeps the defense honest.
I think, yeah, I agree.
I really wanted to believe that.
He did.
When I drafted him on my fantasy team. And I realized that's not happening.
I think he is.
It's not even because I feel like if that was happening, Cam's numbers would be higher because he would be getting the ball to more open people.
Right.
But it's not really, I'm not calling him a bum or nothing. I'm just saying like he's like a number two receiver.
Oh yeah. He's lost his step.
That teams don't really have to like double team any like hard like they used to. I don't think he's opening up the offense like I wish he could.
I'm just saying, I feel like he might keep the strong safety honest, or the middle linebacker when he's in the area. You do have to account for him, where if he's not in the game, you're not accounting for that other receiver taking the spot.
Big catches. I mean, he makes big catches. I mean, and that's the thing with Steve Smith. When you miss that guy who's going to say,
I think you're thinking about Steve Smith 2 years ago.
No, but he made some big catches.
One catch last week.
Well, they didn't need him last week.
I don't think they need him any of the weeks.
I think they do because come playoff time, you got to put some points up. And, you know, I think
it won't be with Steve Smith.
He might not even be on the team next year.
He's 34.
Well, I don't think he'll be on the team next year. But,
you know, Steve, if you're listening, man, I think you're one of the best players of all time, man. Please don't fight me.
Yeah.
You look at his game log, man, he's just not that guy that he used to be, man. I'm happy for him because he's on a good team and he's a great teammate. That motherfucker will block. He will, you know, like you said, he'll try to make the catches that go to him. But if I read his stats to you, you'll be like, you would not think these are Steve Smith numbers.
Well, I mean, but he's still, I mean, no one is, I mean, the way the offense is set is that it's not a, you know, real high octane sort of powered offense. But I mean, Steve Smith is, I think he's still a great asset to this team, man.
There's games where they have scored 30 and he still gets 20 yards.
Yeah, like, but he that was some point, honest. Like, because
but there were points to go around, is what I'm saying. A good receiver gets some. Sometimes he gonna
get
some.
You get a touchdown. Yeah. Not you, Steve. You get a touchdown.
Yeah, he would have got some at some point, man. Like, he hasn't had a Steve Smith game in 2 years.
But the thing about Cam Newton that I love about him is that he spreads it out. I mean, so, you know, you got to look at, too, his tight end, Greg Olsen. I mean, then you look at, you look at Brandon LaFell. I mean, and then they do, you know, D'Angelo Williams. So, I mean, and Tolbert. So, I mean, they spread the ball around a lot.
He spreads it out because he has to, though.
Well, it's not easy. I just think that's his kind of game.
I agree with Ryan. I don't think Steve Smith putting up the numbers. I don't think he can get you the numbers. But I believe he keeps the defense honest because he'll get one catch for 15 yards on a third down. It's like a third and long, and you like, I got this catch, and he get pumped up, and it's like, oh, yeah, we forgot Steve out here. Don't forget Steve Smith.
That fourth and, I think, 15 that he got against Miami. I mean, and he just went across the middle. I mean, no one else is going to do that but Steve Smith. Yeah,
I feel y'all. I just disagree.
Okay, and I just disagree, dog.
Like, last year, look at this. Last year, he had 5 for 120, 7 for 109. That's what keeps a defense honest. Cause then the next week when he does have 6 for 57, you're putting up 31 points. Cause they had to put people over there to keep him 6 for 57. They're not doing that no more. Now he goes 6 for 57 and they put up 17 points.
So you're saying he'll bum and he washed up.
I hope Steve Smith. I hope he finds this out and beat you up. I'm gonna tell Steve Smith
I asked Ryan if that's what he said.
Hey, I might see him around town, dog. You're not getting me to say it.
He will cut to the Y.
It's like a high probability I will see that dude in the next.
But the thing is, I just want to say this though, is that he is. I mean, he's lost a step, but he still is the only deep play threat. I mean, Ted Ginn Jr. is a deep play threat too, but he can't run routes like that. I mean, he had a good game last week, but Ted Ginn Jr.
I mean, honestly, Ted Ginn keep him more honest than Steve do.
He can.
Hey, as long as the Packers keep winning, I'm happy with them.
But it's not like, I hate that this even turned into this conversation.
Yeah.
Cause I like Steve Smith. It's coming off like I'm shitting on this dude.
Are shitting on him.
I'm not, dog.
His
role in the offense has changed, man.
You shitted on him with his facts.
Like, his role just changed, dog.
Okay. Anyway. But I have to say thing though, Thomas Davis too. He deserves much more credit. I mean, this guy had 3 straight torn ACLs.
Dog.
And I mean, I used to feel so bad for this dude.
And then they trade away the other dude that was,
They cut him. Anderson.
They cut James.
Cause he went to the Chicago Bears.
Dude, that's how, like, they believed in that dude. That's
they really did.
Hell of a chance. And he, knock on wood, he has been healthy all year.
And you know, they said, you know, when Thomas Davis tore his ACL the third time, he went to Dr. Andrews, the big, ACL doctor. And he asked him, because he said by then he's looking at retiring. He said, look, you know, can you repair my knee to the point where I can be able to play with my kids one day, where I can have a normal life? Dr. Andrews said, no, well, I'm going to prepare your knee to where you can get out there and play again. So, I mean, you know, Thomas Davis, I cannot be so elated and happy.
He deserves only James success. Andrews would have did that for RG3.
Yes.
He put some bubble gum on. Yeah. His knee. Yeah.
The Colts played the Chiefs. The Colts got a win over the Chiefs. This is a huge win, in my opinion.
It was.
Shout out to Andrew Luck. I know I shit on him routinely. But I'm letting them have the week off because Cam Newton in the playoffs and nobody can say shit no more.
Yes.
Even fucking even Peter King had to go on Twitter and act like, because he was shitting on Cam the whole game, talking about some, yeah, he you know, if he's going to finally justify that number one pick, he better do it today. Has he even made one play today? And then Cam went down, scored that touchdown, won the game on passing. And he was like, well, Cam Newton finally solidifies himself as the number one pick. It's like, what about all these other games?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
they are 10-5, not 1-5. Not that 10, they won 10 games.
Because if you take Cam Newton out of that, off that team, they are not a very good. That offense is going to be awful.
Terrible. And it's
terrible.
He justified the number one pick when he won rookie of the year, yeah, exactly. You stupid motherfucker.
Threw for 4,000 yards.
That's it.
21 touchdowns.
Everything after that is gravy.
17 rushing touchdowns.
Oh, poor little Kansas City. So.
Yeah. But,
poor little tink-tink.
Yep. So glad to see Alex Smith getting exposed.
Yes.
As I said he would be. Them games starting to matter. All of a sudden, Alex... throwing them 5-yard drops, just them 5-yard outs.
Man, they gotta catch the ball too, though, man. Yeah. His receivers, they drop a lot of passes.
Real hard to catch the ball when you can only catch it in traffic.
Because
there's no way he's throwing it over the defense.
There's no way this guy still should be in the NFL.
He's terrible.
Sorry. He was terrible. He was. I mean, there's no way.
I get why he's in the NFL because
I don't.
Quarterback is a very difficult job. And if you can just not turn it over and play smart, a lot of coaches will be happy with that because, you know, they keep their job.
Well, Alex Smith is on my shit. Yeah, he's on my shit list when he went after Cam Newton. So.
Yeah, I don't trust him anyway.
Yeah.
I think he's a sucker.
Yeah.
And I think people that buy into him are mediocre people in life.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't achieve shit. You can't believe in shit. Like, people be like,
oh, you Kansas City.
Everybody
fans.
Be trying to act like he's like the Drake of fucking football. Everybody be acting all sympathetic towards this dude, like grading him on a curve. No, grade him on a quarterback scale like all the other quarterbacks. He ain't good. Grade him on a fantasy scale. Nobody wants Alex Smith is on everybody's fantasy bench right now.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Anyway.
Fantasy bench. He ain't even on a fantasy team.
You're right. Andrew Luck. Got him a W. Donald Brown, 10 for 79. Trent Richardson, 16 for 43.
Yeah. Oof.
Just saying.
Sad.
Just saying. Cowboys beat the Redskins in the game of the week.
We gave Romo back spasms.
I thought the Redskins... had these dudes.
They did have a game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so... Now, here's the thing, though. DeMarco Murray's on my fantasy team. So I was so conflicted because I was like, if they lose this game, then the Eagles only got, just they win tonight against Chicago, shit, we good.
That's a semi-erection. You had a semi.
I had a Chevy. But I was like, but then they scored a touchdown. I was like, man, fuck. But I was down in my championship at the time. And it was DeMarco Murray that scored the touchdown. And I was like, yeah.
And that was a good catch he made, too. I mean, it wasn't.
First ever touchdown catch for him.
Yeah, that was a tough catch. I mean, he got hit, and he still had to get in the end zone.
And he had, right. It wasn't so, like he could have ran out.
Yeah, no. Like,
got a first down.
Because, yeah, I mean, the play Tony Romo made was a good play. But I thought DeMarco Murray, the play he made to catch the ball and to score was even better.
Yeah, and after the game, Romo was like, doctor said I need a backyotomy.
Yeah.
So he done. Man, the Cowboys are such simps, man. The Cowboys, how they drag their fans along for this shit.
You
this nigga had back surgery today. and they are still not ruling him out for the game Sunday against the Eagles. How would it even be possible for someone to have back surgery on
John
Friday?
John starting.
Yeah. Kyle Orton is their backup. It's a wrap.
I know, but I feel like John Kittner going to
okay,
be.
Okay, John Kittner.
He's going to be dressed up. Second half, he started the game.
And John Kittner is starting, and there's nothing y'all can do about it.
You learned the plays, right, John Kittner? In 4 days, you did learn the plays, right?
And that's my thing. Like, you're going to – Cowboys just make moves sometimes that just baffle you. I mean, when they fired Ryan from the defensive coordinator, I thought he did a great job. I was shocked. It's like you're gonna bring in John Kittner.
Yeah.
As a backup. The guy, I mean, okay, yes, he knows your playbook, but he hasn't been on the field in 2 years.
All I can say is congratulations.
Can you remember anything that you learned 2 years ago?
Right.
That's all I can say is congratulations, Eagles.
Rams and the Bucks played. Sorry, Shirley. Or are we happy for Shirley? I guess it's a loss. So
I don't know. You know what?
Getting closer to Shiano might get fired, so that's good, I guess.
Because it's Shirley, I want her team to win. But I don't want the Bucks to win.
I just want Shirley to win in life.
Yes.
And if that means Shiano has to get fired and her team has to take some more L's, well, I'm looking at the positive because maybe
I think
Shiano
hopes he gets fired.
It's the pain she has to suffer.
I think Shiano. I think he hopes he gets fired so he can try to get this Texas gig. Like, fire me, please.
Maybe, I don't know. I would go back to college if I was him.
Yeah,
sure.
I wouldn't. I would try to get as many NFL
checks
as I could.
You keep saying that. I don't get why.
Because I don't want to have to fucking recruit, and I don't want to put a curfew on 18 and 19-year-old boys.
Do you know how much money they are going to pay him in Texas? Yes.
And they're going to pay him like an NFL QB.
And he's not even going to do any of that
shit.
And
you do want to recruit because that means you don't have to go through a draft. There's no salary cap. There's no none of that stuff. You just get the best players, period.
I'll do the draft. That's fine.
Yeah, the only good thing about being a college coach over NFL that people always underrate, you don't have to deal with no egos.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, in the NFL, it's several niggas on the team that make more than you.
Yeah.
So you can start pulling that, man, listen, Robert Griffin III, you gonna sit down and talk to me, boy. And he'd be like, nigga, you know how much I make?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I spend one of you in a month.
I'm cool with that. You know though? Let's see how many balls get thrown your direction this week if you don't sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
Hello? It's the owner. Put him in the game.
put him in the game.
Put him in the game.
Oh, he's in the game. It's just the ball won't be thrown in his direction.
And see, you can see, but the thing is, you can tell a quarterback that. Like, you can tell a college quarterback to say, I will cut your scholarship.
Is this nigga Jerry Jones? Yeah, you want to be on the field, Jerry?
Hello? Hello?
Jerry, you want to be on the
field? Yeah, this is Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, have you heard from my friend Tone?
listen.
Dude.
Yep, and that's how they be like, yo, what happened to Rex Ryan's brother? Rex Ryan's brother used to coach the defense, right? Yeah, he on the Saints now.
No, or it's gonna be on ESPN. Hey, did you just see it? He just cut you? Did they tell you?
Yeah, they cut a coach.
He'll be on the headline.
Did you know they can cut a coach during the middle of a game?
Yeah.
Hey, he will not get any passes thrown in
that
direction.
Man, you know Jerry, that phone ring. Like, hello, this is Jason
Garrett. You gotta take that deep breath first though.
This is Jason Garrett. Yeah, put him in the goddamn game. Yes, sir, Mr. Jones.
Oh, yeah, but you are a Redskins fan.
You gotta take that deep, bro.
You are a Redskins fan, so I can see you making some crazy decision like Shanahan did.
Exactly what they said with Shanahan, though?
Yes, yeah. So you have to give Justin that.
According to Shanahan, I'm saying Justin's wrong. According to Shanahan, he tried it.
Exactly.
He tried that shit with RG3.
Dan Snyder
was like, niggas, you crazy?
He tried that shit with Albert Haynesworth. Albert Haynesworth was like, I got a motherfucking $100 million contract.
Yeah.
You sit my ass on the bench all you
These
want.
These niggas don't give a fuck. And then
then
went and got a job and talked shit about this man on
exactly.
the radio.
Right.
He not even in the same market as this dude. And he's
still
talking about
shit.
And
I love it.
Yeah,
I would go coach college so fast. It's not worth it. These niggas got too many freedoms.
Yeah.
No.
They be having opinions.
See, so with college
shit.
Though, you can say, I will take your scholarship.
Right.
No, don't do that.
It doesn't even matter how good somebody is in college. They could cut you for
Shanahan
no reason.
Shanahan takes his job then. Shanahan agreed. He ahead of Shiano and getting that job.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they probably would. I mean, that's the problem if you Shiano. is just because you want the Texas job don't mean they'll have you.
Yeah, Shanahan got the right complexion and everything to be out of Texas.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He's 90 years old, so that might
it's a good chance Shiano shows up in Lubbock or wherever the fuck that job is, and they be looking at him like, why you show up?
I will tell you this, though.
We'll call you.
I will tear Jerry Jones and his old motherfucking ass to come down here on this field and make me put him in the game.
Yeah,
you
say what
old
you want
motherfucker.
Yeah. Jerry Jones was like, I fired a 2-time Super Bowl winning championship coach.
And you're an idiot.
And he'll be like, so you think you better than Bill Parcells?
Yeah, he'll be like,
because you're not.
Yeah.
I fire his ass too. Bye.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson, you think you better than him?
Yeah,
I snatched the trophy from his ass.
Somebody gonna spree well Jerry Jones. When they gonna spree well him and put them two hand choke around?
No, never. Niggas.
I got a $1 billion stadium.
He's so rich, man. He don't give a fuck about no football. He playing fantasy football,
right?
Dog.
But that's all people. But imagine you as a real coach like Parcells, and you take this shit seriously. You breathe it. That's all you think about is football. Fuck your family, everything, and you got this owner on the sideline that don't know what the fuck he doing, trying to tell you what to do.
But what if you? But see, that's one way to think about it. But the chances of you being Bill Parcells are real low. The chances of you being Mike Shanahan or Jason Garrett are way higher, and them niggas probably should listen to the owner because they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Yeah.
It's been proven. Like, I don't, like, where do you get the fucking balls to be like, fuck Jerry Jones, fuck Snyder, I know what I'm doing. You really don't, bro.
And then if you look at Jimmy Johnson, he fired Jimmy Johnson with two, he was a two-time, won two Super Bowls
did
at the time.
Did Jimmy coach again after that?
Okay. Well, he did. He coached the Dolphins, but then they were ass. So, I mean, Jimmy Johnson lost out because Jerry Jones is still with the Cowboys at the end of the day.
Yeah, but go on and get fired, though. Be a man. Yeah. Stand up to him.
I guess it's our second rant.
We got to hurry up.
Secondary rant.
Yeah, we got to hurry up, man. Let me get through some of these.
There's no more interesting games till we get to. There's no more
Giants
games.
Played the Lions, and nobody cares.
Okay, yeah.
Although the Lions lost that shit.
Turnover Lions.
Which puts them, I think they play the Packers and that's supposed to be a big showdown.
Oh, no. The Lions are out the playoffs.
Oh, they're out?
They're out.
Oh, we actually got jokes about that later. Okay. Thank you for bringing it up. Seattle lost to the Cardinals. That was a major upset because it was in Seattle. Everybody wrote the Cardinals off. I thought the Cardinals had a chance because they had a good defense and defense travel.
Well, you called it last time they played.
Yeah. And I think people underestimate the Cardinals all year, man.
They're 10-5 right now. I mean, think about it. I mean, they might be 11-5 and might not make the playoffs.
Like, every time I see these NFC West teams, man, just them boys the defenses are good.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to predict what's going to happen with these niggas, man. Like, Seattle normally play lights out defense at home, and the defense wasn't that bad, man. But for some reason, the offense could not
get
it going.
We got to get another receiver, man.
Yeah,
we have to.
Well, Percy Harvin.
Percy is without him being in the game.
Yeah,
it's killing
he's not playing
Seattle
this week either. So
yeah, I noticed you put that we on that too. So you off them Redskins? I noticed. The Chargers.
Well, you remember I got mad at them about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. I noticed you stopped talking about them. I'm just saying. The Chargers beat the right. I don't care. Oh wait, we'll talk about this later. Terrell Pryor got his job back.
Yep.
The Packers lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, good job, Mike Tomlin. Yeah. Way to keep your job.
Yeah, way to show motherfuckers how do you stop a dude from scoring 5 touchdowns and a half. The Patriots whooped up on the Ravens. Terrific Tom. Tom terrific made it look easy. Yep. No hate for him this week.
But you know what? One thing though, since he doesn't have Welker, you think Tom want that money back?
He'd love to have Welker. Well, shit, Welker got 2 concussions.
Yeah. But I'm saying since he doesn't have him, since he didn't get him back, do you think you think he want his money back though?
Yeah,
like he gave him the hometown discount.
Yeah.
Because your boy for the Ravens was like, fuck this discount, give me my money.
Yeah, I agree. I think he does want his money back.
Give me my money.
Man, y'all ain't going to use the money on nothing?
Yeah.
The Eagles whooped the shit out of the Bears. I'm going to just take the high classy road and not even talk shit.
I'm going to say congratulations to you,
54
man.
54-11.
All I can say is congratulations.
I mean, and then they beat them when they weren't. I mean, the game didn't even really matter.
Yeah,
and they still beat their ass. I mean, no, it didn't matter. I mean, they would have still had that showdown with Dallas.
Yeah, it's a meaningless win, kind of quote unquote. Because
but they still beat. Their
we
ass.
Have to
yeah.
beat Dallas or we don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but if you'd have lost, would you still have had to beat Dallas?
Yeah, it didn't matter like at all.
Once Dallas won, it was this game became meaningless because we're not going to have a better record than anybody in the playoffs already, but we will have, if we win our division, we'll get to go for sure. So, but still.
I mean, yeah.
The game did matter to the Bears, and the Eagles put up a whoop ass on them.
And for the Bears, though, it's bad because the Eagles didn't give a fuck but still beat your ass. It's like, and, it's crazy.
Can I just say Jay Cutler? Overrated.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, Jay Cutler.
He will not be franchised. I don't think.
People keep talking about he had to play. I don't agree.
He shouldn't have.
Somebody hang up on the phone. Mm-hmm. But,
He shouldn't have came out second half starting.
Yeah, he shouldn't have started the first half.
But since he did, I'm just saying, second half.
Yeah.
I don't get these.
Right, I call him Brett Favre Jr.
Yeah, I don't care what the logic is about the contracts and the long term shit. It doesn't make sense. McCown earned the fucking starting job by playing better than this nigga. The end. All the logic goes out the window because the only thing the NFL cares about is wins, and they probably cost themselves a W throwing this bum ass nigga out there with his leading the league in red zone interceptions again.
Lovey still coached him?
No.
Lovey would have had his ass on the bench.
Mark Trestman.
Lovey would have had his ass on the bench.
Yeah, he was like, get in there, Grossman. They were like, Grossman's not on the team anymore. Well, what, somebody get him.
Because Lovey set his ass on the bench several times.
Yeah. 49ers beat the Falcons. Matt Ryan is terrible.
That game was one of the most, one of the most, boring. The best. No. One of the most amazing finishes.
Really?
Why? Because that pick that my man had at the end, I cannot remember his name. Ooh. Number 53, I believe. No, 55.
You just like San Francisco?
I'm not even a San Francisco fan, but I mean, because Atlanta did a crazy onside kick. They got the ball back. They're down. I mean, they can score. If they score a touchdown, they win the game. And, you know, right before the last second of the game, the ball gets tipped up in the air. He catches the pick and he runs it. Was it 80 yards for a touchdown? That was crazy because Atlanta had got this trick onside kickback, and I was thinking to myself, Atlanta's about to come back and score and
is
win.
Is that the game where they just needed to run the ball and they kept passing?
No. Uh-uh.
What game was that the team literally, like, all they just needed to do is keep running the ball?
Probably the Dallas loss last week.
And it was just Sunday. Like they could have just came down and kept running the ball, and they were on like the 20-yard line, and the quarterback threw an interception.
I thought that was that was an amazing finish. You have to see the highlight on that. That highlight, because I saw the game in real time, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Yeah,
and I thought it was boring.
Oh, okay. So I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
I was bored as shit. Matt Ryan's terrible. I knew that pick was coming.
Matty Ice, the most quarterback paid not to be Michael Vick.
Yeah, it's overrated ass nigga.
And he getting an extension too?
I like how him having Roddy White and Tony Gonzalez somehow is terrible.
And a good running back.
Yeah, and a good running back.
Who is it, Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson. Yeah. Somehow he's terrible. Somehow.
They're terrible.
His team is terrible. And it's not, none of it has anything to do with him. And he's never won a playoff game. But, all right.
He show up in meetings, but y'all know I'm not Michael Vick, though, right?
Mm-hmm. He show up with a mask on as Michael Vick. Did he take it off and go, ha ha? They'd be like, oh, it's Maddie. Never mind. Jameis Winston won the AP College Football Player of the Year and the Heisman.
Makes sense.
Good for him, man.
How can you win the Heisman and not win Player of the Year?
Yeah.
It's the same award.
Yeah, but you know, that whole rape allegation, you know, so.
Yeah.
Even though he was never charged.
All I will say is, hope he didn't do it.
Yeah.
We'll never know the truth because fucking adults. Them niggas care about that football a little too much for me. They was out there like, she a hoe, y'all. We not even going to look into the case because of football. Like, come on, man.
But, you know somebody said, wait. You know this is a black boy. That we protected over there, right? Down here in Florida.
Exactly. I mean,
they said, they was like, why has this case been on hold for a year? It's like,
I mean, but if you look at,
have you Googled Jameis Winston?
Okay, no, but he wasn't famous at that time. He was right. Just a player.
At the time, he was just a guy who was the number one commit in the country.
Okay.
To go.
But if you, mean, okay, but right, if you
look
at,
in Florida, you think they don't eat, sleep, and breathe high school football?
Okay,
they know.
Okay, but this is a black guy. At the end of the day, that overrides anything, potentially raping another girl. But if you look at the evidence, she said that she was drunk. But her alcohol level was 0.04, I think. Okay, so you weren't drunk. Then a case, there was other witnesses that testified that they walked in the room while they were fucking, and she was like,
"Well, that doesn't mean
close the door, close the door."
One, that doesn't mean she wasn't drunk. They took the test hours after the incident occurred, so they could extrapolate back to her level of drunkenness. And they said that if you extrapolate back to when the incident occurred, she probably was drunk.
But bro,
the other thing is, they didn't even run a test for drugs in her system to see
if they did. I thought they did.
No, I actually read the report.
I read the report.
Isn't that interesting? I read it. Like, okay. I read the medical examiner document. Like, it's just, I'm still not saying he did it or he got away with something. All I'm saying is, once you start involving adults, especially adults who care more about football than what happened in that case,
I don't think it's
gonna get blurry, man. The motherfucker did the press conference.
I don't think that was the case.
He did a press conference with a fucking Florida State colored tie on, dog.
It's a fucking red tie.
Did you see?
No, I read him wear
red,
tie.
Red and yellow.
Red
and yellow.
Pull the picture up, right?
Yeah.
But he has prosecuted Florida State players. He has prosecuted
Jameis Winston, Florida though. State.
No, but he has prosecuted. But still, at that time, though, look, this guy could lose his bar license.
Man, that's like prosecuting Tebow when he was
in Florida. I think that's bullshit because, I mean, let's remember, this could have easily been another Duke lacrosse case where that prosecutor, got screwed over.
They not putting money in.
He did not even press charges. So like, to press charges, he's saying that there were.
So what are you trying to say, though? Because I feel like you having this visceral reaction to me just saying we'll never know.
I do have that reaction.
Why?
Because I have a reaction when people, when they say, oh, this is just, you know, this could just be another athlete getting away with it.
But
you said a state cares more about, football.
I said
charged? Were you charged?
Yeah.
Listening
to my wording.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you're saying shit I didn't say.
Okay, I'm writing it down in my head right now.
I said,
what you're saying.
Once adults get involved who care more about football than the case, it makes it so we'll never know because those people have positions of authority.
I just don't know.
No, you blanking already.
Go ahead. All right, dude.
Listen.
All right.
The legal counsel in this shit, the university in this shit, there's people here.
The local PD.
Not to mention the fucking fans. Mm-hmm. There are people that are more passionate about the football aspect. Mm-hmm. They don't care what happened. It doesn't matter to them what happened. Only thing that matters is they root for this kid on Saturday, and that's it.
Hold on, Vic. I will defend your argument right here. The only people that care are the NC State message board fans.
Right.
That's the reason the case even got back opened up.
They got them. For sure. It happened in Carolina. It's what they do.
Because they was like, wait, we play Florida State coming up soon.
Why
this nigga not being charged?
Even the timing of this coming back up, it seemed football related. Right when he's ready for the Heisman. This shit coincidental? It happened a year ago. It's people involved with football that are fucking with this case both ways. It is fucking stupid.
Okay, yeah. And my thing, though, is that the prosecutor, again, like, fuck everything else. The prosecutor has his, prosecutor, as a prosecutor, as someone, even Cheryl can contest to this, that,
Shirley
can contest to this, that,
so
your fucking
that
bar
that.
License is on the line here. If there's anything that shows that you had any improper, fuck the football, you're going to lose your license. You're going to go to jail like that Duke lacrosse case. Because that was the very opposite.
Has anyone ever lost their bar license before?
The Duke lacrosse case. Yes. Right. The guy went to jail.
I don't think you understand. That is a point for my argument. People have lost their jobs before over shit not doing things right. Like,
yeah,
this could happen. Yeah, I don't know this guy.
I do want you for my lawyer if I get in trouble, Vic. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna ignore all the facts and
especially,
defend
me. There were no facts in that case at all. No, I mean, no. I'm not saying that he was innocent. I'm not saying he was this innocent kid. All I'm saying is the guy decided not to even press charges.
Right.
He decided not. That means there was not even enough evidence where there was probably probable cause to even arrest.
His exact word.
That was his thing.
No, there was not even enough evidence to arrest. Did you watch the press conference?
Yeah, I watched it.
He didn't say that. He said, I went by the standard.
I'm telling you what the man you're talking about said.
The state attorney said, I went by the state, by the statute of, I needed to prove him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Like I was taking it to court. That's the statute. He didn't say whether it was enough to investigate. If this shit would have went to a grand jury, it would have went to trial. Like, it's just a matter of one.
I don't think so.
One man got, how much shit goes in fucking trial and everything.
I mean.
It's enough stuff that happened. That an average person probably would have said, yeah, at least look into it.
That's all a trial means.
Even if this man would have said he is getting charged, that doesn't mean he's guilty. People just jump on the fucking reactionary landslide. All I'm saying is we'll never know because one, we're not getting a trial. So that's another reason we'll never know. But two, it's too much football. It's too crazy. It's too football crazy around this. You got a guy who's not only just a football player, he's the best fucking football player in the nation.
Imagine Zimmerman. I mean, Zimmerman is a football player.
I mean, okay. That's raised, it would have never went to trial.
Till a year later, you would still be like, but he killed somebody.
That whole treatment, that's a whole nother,
But it was people involved that kept it from getting immediate. This man wasn't gonna get arrested.
One of the police officers that were interviewing her when she was talking about it told her, like, you do know who this guy is, right?
No, but she didn't know who he was until she saw him in practice. She said she didn't know.
Right. I'm saying a fucking police officer who's supposed to be taking your, all he's supposed to be doing is taking your information for the report. And they said he got reprimanded. But he took her information and was like, yeah, you do know that this is Jameis Winston. Like,
I mean, she came off, though, to me, when I was looking at the stuff, that there was a lot of shady stuff on her part. There were some things going on with him. Maybe he should have recorded himself having sex.
Listen, Vic. You're not even going to acknowledge that a fucking police officer who's taking a rape case, who's taking a report, is telling you, like,
I heard that was a detective, make sure if you want to go forward, you better be real sure.
Like, what kind of shit is that?
I thought that was the detective that did that.
Either way.
I don't know whether
that lends to my allegation. No, he got rep. Well, why they reprimand him?
Okay, well, I gotta check that.
That lends exactly to my point. Adults involved that care more about football than anything to do with this fucking case.
I thought
that shit should never come up.
I honestly don't care about Jameis Winston. I'm not even a fan of him. I don't like his game. I don't think he's an exciting player. I don't really necessarily know whether he's going to be a great NFL player. I don't even like Florida State. I've cheered for Miami University more.
Okay.
Okay, but I do think that the prosecutor's office, They did a great job of going through the evidence, going through it, reviewing, interviewing. It seemed to me there was some real shady stuff.
A year later.
Yeah, and I think that needs to be addressed too, but I think maybe even at that time they said, okay, this is just some BS. But it clearly wasn't just some BS.
They did have sexual intercourse. She was drunk as shit.
She wasn't drunk as shit. I don't think you watched the press conference.
I watched the press conference. Because he said they asked him, you must have listened like you're listening to me. Because they asked the state attorney literally, like, how did y'all get to the point where y'all figured out how drunk she was? And it was like, Well, she was a .4 when we tested her, but a .04 when we tested her, but that was X amount of hours later. So we have tests where we go back where over history, we could tell like, this is about how drunk you had to be if you hadn't had a drink since then to be at this level now.
Okay, well, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah, you must not have, dog.
But I read the report. It just, the report came to me off as likely, and again, I'm not taking up for Winston.
You read the edited report?
Yeah, because
I mean, but there wasn't even really much money redacted. I saw the attorney go in the office. The attorney is her aunt or whatever, and she's not even a real fucking criminal law attorney. She does like personal injury or something or family law. So and then person her rant, you know, she didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. She made herself look real bad. Even as someone in the legal community, she made it. I thought she just made herself look bad.
I thought she did well.
I thought it was
no one else would represent her niece.
No one would represent her. So you got money, people represent you. They don't give a fuck
she
about that.
She got money, though?
Maybe she don't. I don't know.
Little ass town in Florida.
People would represent. Hey, you got money, people come up and show.
All I'm saying is...
I would have represented her.
The police
her.
Department kept a trial
I don't care.
A year later.
I know you don't care. That's our point.
No, I'm not saying I don't care. No, I'm saying I would have represented her. You got money, you would represent her. I just don't think, the thing that you guys are implying is that this was this guy who he got away with something.
No, I'm not implying that. God damn it.
I'm not saying you are implying that. You're saying
we don't know the truth.
I'm saying we will never fucking know. This shit was boggled from day one. There's no way. I'm more upset because the dude could be 100% innocent, but because people were just like, we're not even going to touch this for a fucking year. It implies that shit was done wrong.
Yep.
And if
he was guilty and got away because of other people's incompetence, then right. That's even more fucked
it
up.
Makes him right. I think it's worse if he's innocent because it makes him he'll never be able to be innocent in my eyes 100% because it's fucked from jump. That's it's even worse if he is innocent. If he's guilty, it's fucked up too. Because they bundled the case and maybe he's not going to get prosecuted. All we know is something happened. They had intercourse. There's all kinds of different witness accounts. There's all kinds of, even a rape is possible and it just wasn't him. And nobody want to talk about it because it ain't got shit to do with football. So it's like, if she got raped by a nigga that don't play football, hey, case closed. Nobody cares about this woman or whatever the fuck happened. They care about football. That's my entire fucking point. Too many people involved only give a fuck about some football.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on that part, man.
We will have to agree to disagree. It's obvious.
Nah, it's not fucking obvious.
Everybody only care about football. This nigga was a fucking, even if he was a different position and wasn't that good, people wouldn't give a fuck. It's because it's football and he good. Anyway, Joe Kim Noah. Says he made a mistake last week. I forgot to cover it on the show.
Did he wear panties to the game instead of boxes or something?
Apparently, he tried to go into the Thunder locker room after they played the Bulls.
Yep.
And Kendrick Perkins said, what you doing in here, dog? According to this, Royce Young, I guess, is a Thunder reporter. He says Joakim Noah just came into OKC's locker room hanging out with Thabo and Perk. Didn't like it. Just let anyone in the locker room. He said, we just let anyone in the locker room now? And this is a very Justin way to start a fight. Like, I imagine this in Justin's voice, which is I'm going to ask this question that sounds innocent, but it's no good answer. And then he said Thabo was apparently hanging in the Bulls locker room and then invited Noah to come into the Thunder's locker room while he was finishing his interviews.
Because yeah, didn't Thabo once play for the Bulls?
Mm-hmm. He thought he was meeting his boys. The exchange between Perk and Noah was really brief. It was kind of tense, but it didn't escalate into anything. Noah left then when asked. Pretty much all of the other Thunder's players sided with Perk and seemed to be more unhappy with Thabo for inviting him into the locker room. They have like a transcript here. Perk said, they just let anyone in the locker room? Noah said, come on, man. Perk said, I'm just asking though. Noah said, come on, man. Perk said, just let anybody in the locker room now?
You think it was a different tone though?
Yeah, that second one was louder too. Like the first one was probably like, they let anybody in the locker room now? Yeah. That second was like, they just let anybody in the locker room now?
But listen though, but his facial expression went from serious to real serious.
Yeah, he only
and
got
that's hard two, to do yeah. when you got Perkins' face.
He only got
yeah,
two
exactly.
faces.
He only got, you know, he looks serious all the time.
Yeah, he only got serious.
I couldn't imagine serious. This nigga asking me. They just let anybody in the locker room. I'm looking around and everybody's looking at me.
You ever seen that picture of his wedding? But nope. He ain't even smiling at his wedding. I said, this nigga is super serious.
I mean, he texts that whole black man don't smile in pictures.
He
only,
what,
26,
27?
Yeah.
He looks like he's fucking 80 years old with his angry ass face.
This nigga be, you know, this is the kind of nigga you take to see a funny comedy and then you get done. You be like, so did you like it? It was real good. I couldn't tell. Did you laugh even once? That was good.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah, I'll watch it again. Mm-hmm. Probably even get the DVD.
That's the best movie I ever saw.
It was hilarious.
Are you being sarcastic? No. It was great.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says, so Noah said, you want me to wait outside? And the Perk said, I'm just saying though. Noah said, if you want me to wait outside, I'll wait outside. Perk said, get your ass up out of here. And Noah said, all right.
So you sounded real calm with Perkins' voice, mm-hmm. but that's not really how I imagine
how you imagine him saying. I can't, he's so stoic, I can't even imagine him yelling.
Not yelling, but just more that they just let anybody in here now? Like, like almost like that Ray Lewis high pitch, but not. But he not yelling though.
I'm trying to think if I've ever heard Perk talk.
You don't. His lips don't move. Yeah. His mouth don't move.
Ray Lewis Perk would be good.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's a combination of that.
I'm just saying though.
That passion, but at the same time, it's
nah. Ray would have put an arm around his ass. Ray, like, no, you in here now. So let's just pray about it. Everybody gather around. Turn the lights down low. Everybody, hold hands. We're going to pray to get him out of here. Dear Lord, don't make me kill this nigga tonight.
We don't got to pray. We don't have to pray.
Dear baby Jesus, don't make me take another life. on your day, a Sunday. So Joakim Noah, who didn't really have to say anything, and wouldn't have if it was me.
I didn't let it go.
He did an interview and said that he made a mistake by trying to enter Oklahoma City Thunder's locker room. After Thursday night's game, but downplayed his importance, repeatedly calling the Thunder Center Kendrick Perkins an angry dude.
Here's the thing though, man.
Wait, how Noah gonna act like, I'm gonna let you finish, I promise. How the fuck Noah gonna act like somebody else angry?
Don't know about Kevin Garnett.
Wasn't Noah the dude that was flexing on Bron when Bron was whooping their ass?
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
How
you gonna be in somebody else's locker room when you don't even want someone else dancing on your floor?
Yeah.
Like, you the one that want to fight LeBron, who probably will beat your ass worse than Perkins. Right. Because LeBron is a fucking machine.
He is a machine. He's a guy, again, that he's one of those guys that you can't run from and you can't fight.
Yeah.
You just got
to. LeBron don't even get injured.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
he's like, look, man, if I let you punch me, knock me out now, will you just not hit me anymore?
Yeah.
Man, you setting light-skinned people back, Noah.
Yeah, what are you doing? He's an angry dude.
Comb your head. You lucky you left out of there with all your hair.
Right. About to get your wig smacked.
You know what I'm saying? They could have gave you a haircut. Like, just pranks.
Right.
Just jokes.
Hold him down. Cutting his hair off.
This half a Negro. Yeah. Just jokes. Wait. Vic likes that kind of thing.
Yeah,
though,
he does. He's into that. Nah. It doesn't matter, Noah said of the incident. Just nothing. Just trying to chill with Thabo. It's all good. It's not that serious. I know that you guys are probably bored right now. We're losing. There's nothing to do. There's nothing else to talk about, but it's not a big deal. Just waking up in the morning, having to talk to NBA security. Come on. Let's move on. We got a game tonight. It's not a big deal. No big deal. Said a man that is obviously hiding something that's a big deal. Yep. He got punked.
Yep, he did.
And how y'all gonna say he got punked?
Thabo
didn't
have his back.
One instance,
yeah, Thabo ain't even stand up for him. Like, this the other reason, you know,
it's not continual, Vic.
Yeah, and also Jonathan Martin wasn't doing no interviews.
And Jonathan Martin went in somebody else's locker room trying to get dressed.
Also, they probably didn't even ask him about this. They probably was just like, so looks like in the game you had 9 rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds. Do you feel your offensive rebound production was kind of low?
I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Why are you bringing up Kendrick Perkins?
Right. What? Anyway, so Without Derrick Rose, I noticed that the assists for the team has been down.
Wait, is that Kendrick back though?
Okay. Yeah. It looks like assists have been down, and
I mean, it was nothing. They just asked me to leave out the locker room. Why are you badgering me about this? You guys have to be bored or something because we're losing right now.
No, I was trying to ask you about.
I mean, when you keep asking me about the Kendrick Perkins locker room thing, you must.
What about the injuries to the team? You know.
Fine, I'll fucking tell you what happened. This fine, I'll tell you what happened. I went over there. I'm chilling with Dabo. They didn't want me in there. Kendrick seemed kind of angry. I mean, it was no big deal. I left out.
He's an angry dude.
Yeah,
okay.
He's an angry dude. Why you keep asking me about this?
I mean,
is that Kendrick? No. Okay, he got a game tonight.
This is second light skin.
He got a game tonight at the Clippers.
Hey, this is second light skin dude that lost to a Kendrick in 2013. Him and Drake, they need to hang out together.
Oh, he was scared. Were
you trying to say something, Vic? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Matt, I mean, look, man, it's cute that he got punked in the cute way.
You trying to compare it to Martin?
If Kendrick would have been a white dude calling this dude a nigger, you know I wouldn't even be joking about it.
Half
it's not,
a nigger.
It's not even close to the same.
If he'd have called him a half a nigger and fucked with him at every single game.
Yeah, for a year till he quit NBA, it would be close to the same.
Yeah, like if last year he even go in the Bulls locker room and just slap, Noah in the back of the head. What's up, my half a negro?
Also, I'm not advocating that he punch this dude or call the NBA or quit the NBA. Like, it's just a joke. I mean, it wasn't a joke, but he got punked. That part's a joke. And I don't think he's a bitch either. I'm not going to call him no names. Matt Barnes got fined about $25,000 by the NBA for failing to leave the court in a timely manner. Now listen, he ain't had no tweets, to put out about his teammates this time. Cause this one is your fault. You can't blame the other people on the team for you getting kicked out and not leaving the court on time. Man, sorry.
Maybe he couldn't really see the court all that well. You know, he coming back from eye surgery. But I know one thing. He don't got $25,000 to be getting.
That's what I'm
NBA.
Saying. Remember, yeah. he got mad at his teammates last time. Like, I'm not fighting nobody no more. Y'all gonna find me. These niggas, blah, blah, blah. And then he got all that controversy. A couple weeks later, he gets kicked out of game and he costs himself $25,000.
Man, you got a baby mama that is not about them games when it comes to that money.
Yeah, you think I wouldn't?
Don't work.
I would have ran a 40 off the court.
And they got Steven Jackson now, too. They went got an enforcer because you see, as you quit, is the enforcer?
Yeah, I was surprised. Why they going to get Steven Jackson?
What you
but mean, I guess.
Surprised?
What? Oh, no, we don't know.
Hey, Steven. That is Vic.
Stack Jack.
That is Vic saying that shit right there.
Yeah, Stack look, Jack. Man, we don't joke like that.
You ain't going to choke me out.
Because Justin.
I'm too heavy to be choking.
Justin was. I wanted to see in a Laker uniform personally, but I'm. Props to you for being back in the NBA.
Yeah, Stack Jack, dog. Come on, man. I can't believe you trying to shade on Stack Jack, bro.
I mean, he's old.
What?
He can ball.
First of all, hands don't never get old.
His old man strength got
better.
Okay,
didn't get him for no fucking no basketball related reasons. They got him because Matt Barnes said, "I'm not throwing hands for these niggas no more." And immediately, coincidentally, the next week. They signed this dude and put him on the team?
Right.
I remember Steven Jackson was doing interviews a couple weeks ago.
Right. He hadn't even been practicing, staying in shape.
Yeah. We know what this is about. It's about the man's, dog.
They called Jermaine O'Neal, but then they was like, nah, he on the East Coast.
Yeah.
He get hurt too much.
Yeah, dog. I don't even know how you trying to... Man. Pretend like you don't know the deal, dog, with Stack Jack.
Steven Jackson makes love to pressure, and he don't mind punching you in the face while he making love to that pressure.
Man, but you know, that's how my boy Steven is. That's how my boy Steve Smith roll.
It's different.
He will break your nose.
But Steve Smith starts stuff. Steven Jackson just ends it.
Steven Jackson made an album called Fuck a Lockout during the lockout.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying, man?
He choked. Did you see him choke out Steve Francis?
Yeah, in the club.
Right. Right.
This and then Steve Jackson wasn't, and then Steve Francis got arrested.
Right.
Right. Because Steven Jackson doesn't start shit. He just finishes it. Yeah. And again,
I'm
he
mad
choked
if you...
out another NBA player at the club in front of everyone and said, get the fuck out.
I'm mad if you put Stack Jack fuck a lockout into Google, the first thing that comes up is my tweet about it from 2012. Is that's hilarious, dog. But yeah, if he said fuck a lockout, Stack Jack, the trillest nigga alive. So yeah, I'm not trying to hear any Steven Jackson slander. So he will lay them hands on you if you think it's a game.
That's probably the reason he really had to leave Pop Locker Room too.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them boys, Green or what's the other one with the braids?
I don't know you're talking about.
Because it's Danny Green and the other one.
Mm-hmm. It's a guy who they traded George Hill for.
Didn't it start with a Q or some shit? What the fuck is that nigga's
name? Quayle, whatever. Like him, yeah. Like that guy, one of them was about to get them hands, or Ginobili. Like one of them was
and
about
it wasn't
to
even,
get them
the
hands.
Thing is, it wasn't even the young boy fault.
And right. And
it was the coach fault.
And Pop was like, man, he can't put hands on the merchandise. you can't touch the merchandise.
By the way, that's a balls deep. Official, like we called that shit first.
Right.
Remember, we called that shit like, I want to say our first episode, we was like, oh yeah, that's about the fact, before we knew anything, I was like, that's about the fact that Greg Popovich wanted Stack Jack to admit that these young niggas need to be starting over him. And he was like, I will dust these niggas off in any fashion you choose.
right
now. Right. Put one of them on the court with me right now.
In my dress shoes, because he will wear some dress shoes.
Yeah, he'll play ball in dress shoes. This is some Stack Jack rap, man. A lot of people don't know Stack Jack, you know, that Steven Jackson be rapping and shit, man.
A school of thought out there that the NBA owners would concede the first month or two of the season. Ratings are down, attendance is down during the fall. How would you assess their urgency to get this deal done and keep an 82-game season intact?
Keep in mind, this is being made and released during the lockout, okay?
Man, shut the fuck up!
Ryan.
It's good business, man.
Money counting machine.
What's money here, man? Good money. Ain't nothing else to it. Fuck a lockout. Yeah.
Business, I'm just minding mine. Starting foreign, cause I'm starting five. You just riding the pine. Let's talk money, homie. What you saying, bro? My pockets keep bucks, like the same team I'm playing for. Used to walk it out, but now I'm closing rose doors. Jesus heads for every day, white, black, or rose gold. Yeah. That me, my jeweler, keep me cooler. Too much time on my hands. What you think about this Mueller? Certified G. What's poppin' five? And that's real talk, blood. These other niggas poppin' lies. So why you broke? I'm so whoopin'. New coopin'. Retarded red drop head. Looking too stupid. Acting like a nigga never had shit. Come to think about it, I ain't never had shit. Yeah, on that note, I'ma keep ballin'. I'm in a different league. Y'all niggas street ballin'.
A lot of people have felt all along that the owners don't have a sense of urgency to get something done right now, that they're willing to give up a few months starting December or January and have a shortened season.
So if you had to say your best guess.
This nigga is using quotes from reporters about the actual NBA lockout.
Low key? Well, not even low key.
Oh, no.
I like
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like this.
Yeah,
Oh, no. Y'all would be clowning if it was whack.
Can he get signed?
Because Steve Francis tried rapping and he was whack.
Yeah, I got the whole mixtape.
It's nice.
It's got Crit on there, Scarface.
This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think this thing's gonna?
I think we'll see games because a lot of people feel like they really want to see how the players respond once they start losing checks.
The video's dope too.
Because he's a real dude.
Glass jaw, speaking on my pace, I maneuver like a NASCAR. Speed bias since you're moving like a grandpa. I ain't stunting on you, I'm just saying, man, my swag raw. PA Texas Rays, player waves running through my veins. Ain't shit changed because a nigga got some change. Trill nigga to the heart, trill nigga from the start. How these niggas claim to be trill and they ain't from the park. Yeah, I'm a true beast, you softer than the goof seats. Excuse me, my wrist nastier than Luke Freaks.
Shit.
Get him, Stack!
Before I put my fist around your mouth like a goatee. Bring pain down your mouth.
Before I put my fist around your mouth like a goatee. He's still talking about them hands, dog.
Hey.
Even in the rap, he got to drop the hands
on you. He gave a shout out to his hometown and showed the tat, which, Man, Stack a real dude. That's why the video hot, the rap is hot. Yep. He's just a real dude, man.
This is why he in my top five favorite players, man.
And that's
man.
Why I was mad when the Bobcats got rid of him.
Like, dog, so hurt. That's my nigga.
I bet you them dudes that broke into his house down here in Charlotte. I know he... He was out of town and ended his trip and came home.
Man, I still think that was an inside job.
To check on his woman.
I think his wife did that because they got a divorce after that. I think she did that shit. Oh, no, they stole everything, baby.
The guns, too? You don't want to know where the guns was at.
Yeah, how they still...
They stole, like, four guns.
How they get in my safe and steal the money in the safe, though? I mean, they don't have a combination. I don't know. That's a good question.
Baby, why you got that new necklace on?
After that, he went to bitch.
Yeah. Like, what's that new necklace but you
was,
on
you? You was home the whole time. They didn't do nothing to you. They ain't hit you or tie you up or nothing.
They ain't try to fuck.
Yeah, they ain't trying to take the phone.
They just told me to sit down on the couch.
Yeah, they just said we're gonna take all the stuff. No,
that's a gated neighborhood, baby.
You didn't call the police.
I mean, I guess the real question is, where were you? Would you have been here if you weren't fucking that bitch? Don't worry about where I'm at. First of all,
you better stay in your lane.
Yeah, first of all, you don't worry about where I've been. Second of all, I better have my shit back when I get back here tomorrow.
I know that Steven Jackson the real dude, man. And I'm just saying.
He been my dude. You know he's the one who mentored my cousin when he first got in the NBA, right?
Nice.
Yeah, like my cousin's, he took him under his wing. He used to stay with him and shit, man. So
yeah,
like,
cause they was in Golden State, wasn't
it? Yeah. So, you'll never catch me say anything bad about Steven Jackson.
Cause they have
ever.
Similar games.
Yeah. My cousin might not be in the NBA if it wasn't for, you know, like to a certain extent. Steven Jackson and his game kind of similar as far as teaching them, you know, the shooting and taking good shots and taking your time. Like, he definitely learned a lot from Stack Jack, man. And I mean, only thing I don't know is if Ant be throwing them hands or not. You know? That's a little different.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing about Steven Jack is he don't brag about the stuff he do, and Ant don't do a lot of bragging, so...
Yeah. Stack probably tell you not to brag about your hands, too. He'd be like, don't brag about your hands, dog. Come on. Don't throw them hands. You're not from these streets like me. Robert Woods got fined for throwing them hands. Threw a punch at a Miami.
He threw a weak punch, too.
I know. It got kicked out the game, too.
Yeah, it was like a love tap. I didn't think he should have been.
Miami shook,
out.
Man.
At least they was up 19-0 when it happened. Cowboys Romo has surgery. He's supposed to be out for the Eagles finale.
So y'all saying he's still choking?
Yeah. This is literally the most despicable thing he's ever done. Faking a back, like, not since Coach K has somebody faked a back injury to get out of some losses.
He went ahead of a surgery.
Yeah.
All because he's scared to play the Eagles because he don't want to prove that.
Man up, Tony.
You know, but he know that defense is going to put up.
The memes.
I mean, you know, I think, you know, the Eagles, they'll probably put, you know, I'm going to just be safe in between 70 points on them.
Who
maybe
is the backup for Dallas?
Kyle Orton. And that defense is awful. I mean, that
I'm a little scared, to be honest, dude, because typical Eagles, man. We fuck around, lose to Kyle Orton. I was really hoping Romo would play because I know what he wanted to do.
I definitely just saw that last screen.
Yeah, I'm going to put it.
You know what?
Yeah. Hey, you still in the chat? For some reason, it's not showing.
I know. It took me off. So.
Oh, you logged in? Hit refresh.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh, you did refresh?
Yeah.
So. But you can see me though.
I had to because it wasn't letting me type either. So I had to. I clicked off of it. Restarted the whole just the web. So I think you just have to reinvite me.
Okay. All right, man.
We back on Fairview days and it's cool.
Yeah. Let me invite you real quick. But
Ironically, it's just one long ass street.
Yeah.
Equated it to that, but it is, now that you really think about it, just one long ass street.
I just invited you again. Okay. So let me know when you can get back in there. But
did Vic ever come to the old studio?
Yeah. He came upstairs back in the day.
It was like the old studio, man.
Start arguing about politics and Family Guy and shit. It was cool. But yeah, Romo, despicable. Despicable him.
You know.
Speaking of despicable, Dwayne Wade finally got engaged to Gabrielle Union.
He's worse He is just scum of the earth.
What a terrible human being.
Yeah. Terrible human being.
Keeping his harlot around his children.
I really feel bad for Savant, man.
Savant all day.
I was like, man, I hope she does not commit suicide now.
Until Dwayne does right by Savant.
Dare he leave her?
Everything he touched gonna crumble.
An actress, Gabrielle Union, who is 41 and still looking fine.
She all right, man.
She is fine.
I mean, when she's not doing movies about fucking white dudes. How the fuck is all her plots?
She's 41.
How the fuck is all the plots to all her movies the same, though? I'm fucking a white dude. Y'all mad? No, we not mad. Stop making these movies.
Nah, she's just...
Play another part.
She's doing Tyler Perry movies.
Name one movie you saw Gabrielle Union in and you was like, that was a good-ass fucking movie.
Bad Boys?
Because of her?
I mean, I liked her in the movie. She did a good job, though.
She can't act, dog. She's overrated.
Ah, man. Y'all are some haters.
Other than Bad Boys, where she starred in it, name a movie.
I mean, good for her.
Okay, I thought Delivers from Even.
Good for her for catching a young.
Daddy's Girl was a good movie.
Good for her for catching a young dude. Okay, she's 32, he's 41. So I'm pretty sure when Bad Boys came out, he was jacking it to her and shit like that. So good for her that she caught one. But, you know, Dwayne Wade is just disgusting, man. When he had no place to stay. Siobhan and her family were there for him.
Now he's trying to pimp his kids out. TV show.
Now he want to go and make a TV show. Yeah. I bet Siobhan ain't going to have no part.
I know. Like, how dare Dwayne Wade get full custody of his kids because his ex-wife wouldn't let him see his kids? That is such
right,
a
because he had her around
he had
the mistress.
A hussy around her goddamn kids.
Yeah. Vic, first of all, you're an attorney, so I know you've seen divorce contracts where the
she was crazy.
And or to, wife can't I'm gonna have tell you something. Around their new certificate
I'm
significant
you,
other.
When a man gets full custody of a woman of the kids, something and went down. That woman she went through
man.
10 different attorneys.
Right,
because they were in Chicago where he is from.
Right, because he was.
See, y'all are
because he was easily he was going and talking to all the other attorneys so that she couldn't get him.
Man, y'all.
Man, we're
I hope
talking
y'all
about
just
multiple championships.
Are y'all just joking here? Are y'all
talking
dead serious?
We talking about Savant trying to get a fair trial against multiple
she
championships.
She crazy. Did you just see her
in
her last, the last thing on TV? She went to the courtroom saying she's homeless and this and looking at
because she is homeless.
Dwayne Wade was still paying for the mortgage on the house. They showed evidence.
You mean multi-millionaire Dwayne Wade that
paying mortgage
the house that she provided for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He not even be basketball playing Dwayne Wade without Savant. She was in the gym.
She was helping them jumpers, giving them jump shots.
She was with him shooting in the gym.
She was with him shooting in the gym, producing children, boys at that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy,
he gonna take him from
how much
her
did he give her? A million for the divorce?
Yeah, all of a sudden she crazy. All these years when she was taking care of him, she wasn't crazy.
While he was out traveling fucking Gabby, before they was divorced,
soon as he got to the NBA and this harlot took some interest in him, she crazy now. He drove her crazy.
Before he was a dude that hated the club, now he can't get out of the club?
Try to be like LeBron.
Okay. Yeah,
you know
exactly.
That's why he invited LeBron down? Hey, man, we can hang out, man. You know,
I didn't get that invite either, Ron. How dare he leave her like that? You know, she really helped him with those jumpers. How dare he leave her when she was never making millions of dollars?
I'm just saying that since he left Savant, the man knee ain't been right ever since. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, so he pulled that color purple Hawks on her. He pulled that color purple on her. Till you do right by me, everything you have will be.
His knee ain't been right ever since he left. That's all I'm saying.
You got bad karma, man.
Because you know why? Because when he had that college surgery on his knee, Savant was there with him through rehab with the doctor, and the doctor said, "This is how after he plays.
Yeah,
after y'all finish practice." This is how you rub it down. This is how you continue to rehab it and make it last.
And Gabrielle Union was like, I got a movie to go to.
Gabby like, fuck. I got, you know, I got a BET shoot during the season. So, you know, I won't be
and
around.
I like that TV show too, Mary Jane.
Never watched it.
I haven't seen it.
I watch it occasionally, but I mean, when I do watch TV, I like
commercials.
It.
because they consistently
Yeah, I haven't watched Being Mary Jane, and I'm not going to watch Being Dwayne Wayne either.
I'm not watching that either, but I might watch it. Actually, I might, because it might be something classy.
Watch that misogynistic vibes bullshit.
Yeah, y'all guys like watching.
I know you're
going to
be like, you know what's funny today? I stole my kids from my wife. Ha! Yeah. Studio artists going to be laughing.
Yeah. And I don't allow them to see the mother.
Yeah.
They got visitation.
Hey, son, what
she
you doing in here?
Listen, she has visitation rights.
No, we went over the type
she
of
has
visitation
rights because she got arrested.
Yes,
she needs to be supervised
three hours on a Saturday.
Okay, are y'all serious?
Why does she need to be supervised?
Serious. Okay, no. One reason why it needs to be supervised, because here's a big thing. You know, especially when you have divorced couples, it's just that, you know, she did not allow Dwayne Wade to see his kids. He went 3 and 4 months without seeing the kids.
Don't slap the table.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah. She went 3-4 months without seeing the kids. When you do that, yeah, she did that because she had full custody at the time of the kids or physical possession of them.
Because he wasn't even watching them. You know what happened the first time?
Here's the thing. No. Dwayne Wade could have been an awful father, like awful husband. But like he said, he was maybe an awful husband. But
awful father, too.
Okay, awful. Okay, he could be an awful husband, but you don't keep a man away from his kids.
What? You know what happened? He got visitation. He dropped him off with Gabby, went to practice, hung out with LeBron, came home that night. The next morning, dropped him off back at home. They said, "Kids, how was your weekend? What did you do?" Well, Gabby took us here. Gabby had her people watch us. Gabby did this with us. What about you and Dwayne? What you do with D? She probably call him D. What you doing?
No, you know she said he abused her while she was pregnant with Zion.
She also said he abused the kids and the kids are scared of him.
Yeah, he's verbally abusive.
She said he was abusive to the kids.
Yeah,
and they
verbally.
Were scared of him.
I'm reading the quote.
And then another one, she said that Dwayne Wade gave her STD and then come to find out she actually cheated on Dwayne Wade, and she got an STD from that person.
How you know that? Who said that?
Well, because she put it in her divorce proceeding, and then after that,
she got that from the other person.
But once it was alleged that happened, then she recanted her story.
I don't believe it.
Okay,
I don't believe it either.
All right. Especially now, while we know he was fucking Gabrielle.
Dwayne Wade was definitely cheating on her, bro.
He probably was.
Yeah.
Again,
that's the beginning of the end, dog.
Look, when you dating those kind of guys.
Those kind of guys she had him when he wasn't shit.
Okay.
She's not some fucking groupie.
Right. Everyone is not like you, a one woman man.
Right. Don't make them right. That just make you the asshole. That makes them wrong. Exactly. You knew you wasn't a one woman man before you did that.
They've been together since middle school. In high school, he was homeless and she gave him a place to stay. She went to her mom.
And
Dwayne
Wade gave her a place to stay when he got to the NBA. So
but
she got her back.
He wouldn't have the NBA without her.
You can't say that.
Vic,
no,
this is
no,
exactly
you can't
what
say
y'all,
that.
Vic, this
so
is
many
exactly
players
what y'all
have
tell.
Worse lives than Dwayne Wade and still make it out.
He wouldn't
have been going to school because
he
was homeless.
A lot of guys don't go to school and still make it to the league.
No, they don't. Who are these guys?
Who?
Name three.
College would he have gotten into?
Yeah, name
he go
three.
Right out of high school. Amari Stoudemire. Did you see the schools that he went to?
That's
six,
one.
Six, seven schools.
Right, but he had a home.
But he had a place to stay, though.
No, he didn't have a place to stay.
He wasn't homeless.
No, he
so didn't.
No, his mother was in prison.
He had a home.
But he wasn't homeless.
He would have.
He didn't need his girlfriend's family to literally give him a place to stay.
Okay, look.
Are we going to not give women the credit?
She crazy.
Are we not going to give her any credit? Because this is exactly what the men like you say that they want women to do.
No, you're not going to give me that label.
This is exactly what men like you say y'all want these women to do.
No.
Y'all say, man, we want a woman that support us on the way up. Don't try to just come get me when I'm already got my things. You got to support me right now when I still got Sally Mae after me so that we could be together later on.
Do you know how LeBron and D-Wade
because
they both was with the women that had they back before they had anything.
Right.
She was
nuts. They had that. It was like, word, you still with your sweetheart?
Yeah, if LeBron leaves Miami, it's Dwayne Wade's fault.
But she was nuts. Right now. Here's the thing. Look, I'm not saying that Dwayne Wade was, I don't know how he was as a husband, but the thing is,
cheating.
Okay, so he cheated.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
That's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
No.
He's still a good father because.
Yes.
Because he's a good example.
Do you guys care what your father did in the marriage?
Yes.
I don't.
I don't care.
As long as my father wasn't abusive to my mother, their marriage between my mom and my father is two different things.
Hey, man, let's move on, dog. Okay. That's all the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I know it was not crazy. Okay.
Don't you love your mama?
I love my mama.
So if your dad is putting your mom through shit, you just like, I don't care.
It's not that. I give a fuck. I don't know what my mom does in her relationship. I don't know what my dad did in his marriage.
I would care about that too.
I just don't. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Why you think so many people?
I don't want to know.
Why you think so many people do hate their daddies?
No, they don't hate their daddies because daddies weren't there.
No, but
right.
No,
right. My father's it wasn't matters. Around.
Because it matters.
Right. Because they saw. Because they saw what their mom had to go through without that nigga.
Yeah, I know, but my father was there, and so that's all that matters.
But if he was cheating and acting the fool, you wouldn't be like,
I mean,
yeah,
I would have
a little too much, dad.
Stressing your mom out.
It wouldn't change the relationship.
If he gave your mom an STD, you would just be like, that's cool.
Oh, okay. If you tell your mom to go get a breast job and a facelift because she's ugly.
You wouldn't be like,
that's
like,
abuse cool. though. That's physical. That's emotional.
Right.
Abuse.
That's what he
was saying. I said abuse. That's I said long. But no, look, she was nuts. She kept.
You don't even know that.
She is nuts. She went through 10 different fucking attorneys. Who the fuck does that?
And someone then, who cares.
How do you fucking care? How do you keep your kids away from
they
your
were
father?
Scared
that is,
they
were not
scared
of
going at Dwayne Wade.
They were not scared. How the fuck y'all know money, that? How in the fuck do y'all know that?
If I got an attorney that's telling me to settle, just take whatever the fuck he gives you. Take this $20,000. Offer her
$20,000. Millions. No, she got millions.
He offered her $20,000.
He didn't offer her millions.
He offered her $20,000, man.
She fought for the million. Nah. You know she had to take him back to court last year? Because that nigga he was hiding money.
I mean, look, here's the whole thing. She got her money. And then my whole point is, I've worked in family law, and a lot of cases which you see, you definitely see the man who leaves a woman. You definitely see the man who's abused. We do see those cases.
He did
but
leave.
You see the cases too of the woman being angry, of the woman's being mad and keeping the man away from his kids. And one thing as an attorney we will say is that, look, this man is an awful, probably an awful husband to you. He cheated, did his thing.
Right.
But those kids deserve to have their father. And if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to lose custody of your kids.
So she don't deserve to be had him?
How do you cannot punish a guy through his kids.
You just justify her not seeing her kids.
Don't punish a man through his kids. And you know, when she
don't
did that.
Don't punish anyone through their kids.
No. Don't one,
unless
no, one
they
thing,
fucking up.
Nah.
And if they fucking up.
Nah. See, look, my parents got a divorce. My mother never kept me away from my father.
The best thing my mother did was tell me you don't have to go to your father's house. You know why, Vic? Because he was teaching me how to roll blunts.
See,
I
my
thank
father was
God she just stopped making me go over there.
Everybody's father not good, man.
Not everyone's father's not good, but what? Dwayne Wade is not getting arrested. He's not doing crazy
stuff. My father wasn't getting arrested.
Okay, but Dwayne Wade ain't smoking blunt. She's not out there smoking blunt.
She lived in the house, Vic.
But you know what he was doing? Taking her around Gabrielle Union, the mistress, and broke up the fucking house.
Right.
That's what he was doing.
You act like that wouldn't
that's
drive you
your
crazy.
That's children to be massaging his assholes when they get to be adults.
Nah, fuck
you
that.
Acting like that wouldn't.
They the same dudes that's going to be out here calling their mama hoes and bitches.
They're not going to be the same one calling their mama hoes and bitches.
Vic, you really acting like that wouldn't drive anybody crazy, though? It's like, look, we're getting a divorce. We got kids, right?
Okay.
We're not, this is not working out.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
I'm like, look, all right. Only problem I have is just please do not bring this person around our kids. This is the person you've been cheating on me with, and I'm not cool with it. And that's the only thing. The first thing that I see in the paper is you and the kids hanging out with her. Yeah, I'm gonna be mad.
I think
exactly how shit jumped off. And now people just willing to believe that a woman is crazy. Before even thinking about the idea that maybe Dwayne Wade played a part in it too.
Yeah, I mean, he may have. But what I'm saying is a lot of cases, what I've seen, and this is from my personal experience, is that that lifestyle that woman has now is over. We have cases where a woman's married to a doctor or a lawyer, and that lifestyle that she's looking at, and I'm not making it a woman or a man thing, but in this particular situation, the lifestyle is over. She's angry. She's mad. She's given all these years to this man, and he wants to leave, or this divorce is just over. And now she starts punishing this man through the kids, and you just don't
But
do
now
that.
Isn't he punishing her through that. The kids?
No, because she has, the courts are saying, you have supervised right. She
3 hours, 3 hours a week.
You know, supervised. She did that to herself.
Nope.
When she allowed Dwayne Wade, when you take away practice. From your kids, yeah. when you take a man's kids,
did you hear the story? Did you hear the story about when she was supposed to have visitation and he took him to a basketball game instead?
I did not hear that part.
Yeah.
I will
yeah.
that
every
part.
Weekend.
You know, all right, yeah. but let's and revisit this weekend. Part. It's let's revisit this part because you know what, you know, for another time.
And the judge said if she misses the game, then she'll lose all visitation.
Yeah, I mean, but right now, and I think
so
the whole visitation.
So she only gets to drive
right,
to the game. That's the only time she gets to spend.
Yeah,
with
dude ain't shit, man.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think
the judge says
she's not shit.
The judge says that they she's miss a basketball shit. Game, she'll miss a 3 hours of spending time with right. them over a basketball. He
over
chose
basketball.
A basketball game. Over her spending time
and a supervised
the judge in Chicago.
Yeah, no, and with supervised visits, and we've had this again with clients where the mother gets or father gets supervised visits with his kids. Yes, supervised
they
visits.
Have to be at a
and the mother decide. No, we the kids do. The mother decide to take her kids to a cookout in Louisiana, and the father was going to miss his visitation for the next 3 weeks. And that's what happened.
Right. That's
and
what
so
we're
he
saying.
Was screwed. He
right.
got. He got
that's
fucked.
What we're saying.
He got fucked. I'm not arguing with that part.
We don't think that's cool.
I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's cool in
right.
that part.
So we don't think it's cool either way.
If that's what he did, that wasn't cool. But she
no,
lost.
That is what he did.
Okay.
Yeah,
multiple
we know
times.
That's what he did.
Again, I'm going to have to read it.
Not once
I'm
going
to have to look into it. But if that's what he did.
Just listen
that's
to the
what
show.
He,
just look at how he dressed, Vic. Case closed.
Look how, look.
Look at how he dressed.
So what?
He don't have them millions. Kids dressing like that, Vic.
He's
think about it.
He has millions.
So your
the kids should
dress like
well.
Your dad
think
can
about,
dress like
well. Think your about, dad. He gonna have them little kids like fucking, fucking Farnsworth Bentley and shit.
Worse. Okay. At least Farnsworth has style.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids look good when he dresses them. I thought that.
You
I
had him in capris and shit, man.
Nah, man.
No,
he don't
not
dress
that,
him in that.
But
polka dots. I mean, they go to the top. Yeah. They play
tight
at the top.
Capris.
His son showing plays.
Out they figure.
With his son
polka
plays
dots on.
His son plays at the top basketball with, man, academies.
They not.
Gabrielle Union would carry the same purse, Vic.
They not going to be matching. That's what I'm saying.
They carry
kids,
the same purse.
Kids ain't going to have an outfit that match till they get out of the house, man. He fucking them kids up.
I don't think
the Detroit Lions.
All right.
Dealt some fans a blow by sending out playoff tickets that they had to pay for people that were season ticket holders. And then, of course, they went and got eliminated from the playoffs that day.
Nice.
So
Get that money.
So you guys think they're going to get refunds?
Yeah. Maybe April Fool's was a joke or something. I don't
no,
know.
No refunds. What they're going to do is they will put the money towards season 2014 season tickets.
Shit, right. Man, why haven't you don't want those season tickets?
Right. What if you, right. I don't know if you paid attention. I just watched y'all niggas go 8-7. I don't need to see any more of this.
And here's the thing.
I want my money back.
Here's the thing. Just cause I could afford season tickets this year doesn't mean I can afford them next year.
Yeah. Right.
And that just goes towards the seats. That means I have to buy the seats.
Detroit has only won one of his past six games and lost fourth quarter leads in each of the losses.
I mean, they lead the league in turnovers. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
The Lions coach regrets shouting back at booing fans. Yep, Jim Schwartz. Emotions got the best of him at least a few times publicly as the Detroit Lions coach. The latest example happened in what might be the last time he leads the Lions at home.
Yeah.
Well, Detroit ran the ball instead of having turnover-prone Matthew Stafford throw late in regulation Sunday's 23-20 overtime loss against the New York Giants.
Oh, that must be the game I watched.
Yeah,
I
that's
was
probably
like,
it.
Why is he passing the ball?
The crowd reacted with a loud chorus of boos. He responded by looking away from the field towards the stands to shout something. I probably should have done just what I did at the end of the second quarter, just kept it in my mind, Schwartz said Monday.
How much is his fine? Because the player would get fined for that.
I don't see a fine.
A player would at least get $5,000 to $10,000 for that.
Yeah, no fine yet. I don't know. Maybe if feel like his losing his job is going
to
be a fine.
Nah, needs to be fined.
Yeah. I guess they like, you'll be missing them game checks. Talked about that. Oh, Nick Saban got that contract extension with Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's all he has to do is just threaten he's going to leave another team.
Thank you, Texas.
He didn't even have to threaten.
Yeah.
Wade enlisted kids' help and his proposal to Gabrielle, goddamn.
What kind of sick shit is that?
You sick son of
you
a
get
bitch.
Your, they not
they have a mother. They have a mother. What are you doing?
Your kids have to... Oh, my God.
The three boys that the Miami Heat guard is raising, his two sons and a nephew, all were part of the
engagement.
And a
nephew that is not his. He got
the money.
Raising.
And you know why? Because his whole family fucked up. You're right. Yeah. He had nowhere else to go, and neither does his nephew.
Right.
Savon probably had to convince him to take his nephew in.
Right. That's what you're not talking about. Probably was with Siobhan when he took his nephew.
He probably was calling her mama. That's how long he been in the house.
Wade said Sunday when he spoke out about the big news for the first time. His youngest son, Zion, held a sign with her name. His nephew, Davion Morris, sign said, "Will you?" And his oldest son, Zaire's sign said, "Marry us." Wow.
God.
Oh, I know Siobhan would have killed this nigga.
I mean,
I would burn the house down.
Oh, my God. Just the house?
Us?
I couldn't imagine my wife leaving me for some other dude.
With your kids.
With my kids. And now they involved in the proposal.
And us?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She's trolling her.
Oh, my God.
Bewildered Union turned to Wade and saw him on bended knee and then realized what was happening. An 8.5 carat cushion cut. Diamond sealed the deal, and with that, Wade was engaged.
He put a rock on
this nigga ain't shit.
I planned it, Wade said. Man. I planned it, Wade said. No concrete for my knee. I planned it very well. No concrete for my knee.
Right, because Savon not rubbing on that knee anymore.
Yeah,
you can't just put it on concrete.
Yeah, Gabby, come on. Don't put no big ass.
And when
knees.
Gabrielle Union leave his ass, I hope she gets more than half.
I hope she get half, dog.
I hope she get more than half.
I hope she get half of what's left of the half that's gone.
He's going to have a prenup for this one.
Wade told the Associated Press that no date for the wedding has been set, but expects it to occur in September 2014. He also said he's been working on finding the right ring since October. Around that time, the Heat returned from training camp in the Bahamas. He met with his jeweler several times the last 3 months just to make sure everything was right. I kind of know my lady. I know she, of course you kind of know her. You just met her.
I bet Savon still wearing the promise ring he got her in college.
I know she's simple, but at the same time, I just wanted The Rock to kind of speak for
called
herself.
Her a simple bitch.
Mm-hmm. And not to do too much with diamonds. I think it's a simple ring, but it's nice. It was nicely done. It's timeless.
He's so verbally abusive, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right? How would say something like that?
The proposal came Saturday afternoon inside the house that the couple had been building for months. It wasn't exactly a surprise for either. Union has been considered part of the family for some time, not by Siobhan. But the timing of the actual proposal caught the 41-year-old star of films such as Bring It On and Think Like a Man, along with BET series.
Another good one.
The BET series, hey, Being
like
Mary Jane.
100 million.
Decidedly off guard.
Bring It On out.
Yeah, she stayed.
Kevin Hart brought that movie winning.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Star of such films as Dating a White Man and Oops, I Done Dated One Again.
Oops, I'll Steal Your Man.
Yeah,
part 2.
Yeah, y'all mad that I'm dating this white man yet?
How about 3 can play that game and 2 can play that game?
Yeah, with a white man.
She played a movie stealing somebody else's man.
Yep.
Like she literally starred in that movie. And you think that's okay, Vic?
Just a regular Saturday, Wade said. My kids were involved in it. We asked her to marry all of us, not just me. We're a package deal, so it was cool. Siobhan need a sign. Like, you gonna marry me too, bitch?
Man, you know what I hope? I hope Siobhan find her another man worth more money than him.
Mm-hmm.
Get her kids back.
And she is pretty. Now I would say Siobhan is.
She worked to get that pretty. She was normal when they got together.
Yeah, she was.
She put that work in, dog.
She pretty.
I mean, when I knew he was cheating, dog, when they had that damn... it was either Christmas game or All-Star game, and they interviewed her. And I said, damn, like, she done came
she
up.
She kept it classy at all the games.
I was like, she is out. She got the tie-tie strolling. She done, like, she clearly been hitting the gym. I was like, but when they started talking to her, this is air of desperation. I was like, she sounded like a woman trying to hold on to that man.
Oh, that was hilarious. We played that interview one time.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Like, that dude was cheating already, man. You could just tell, like, it didn't sound too confident, man.
Nah, she was
like, oh, you know, I just walked away to just have a good time and, you know, have fun. We just enjoyed so much out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was auditioning for another man. Now she putting him out for someone else.
Why don't want another man? She want her kids.
She just want her kids.
She, want her kids,
she lost them.
She did. She even got them titties for the kids.
That's the thing, man. She not. She want her kids. Wade want another woman.
This ain't Shawnee O'Neal.
He just wanted, you know, just get married.
She not a groupie. Okay.
Yeah, this ain't Shawnee O'Neal trying to come in late and get some money.
She like Cookie Part too, man.
Yeah.
Even
Shawnee, I had to give some props. She popped out like seven of them little kids, dogs.
Can't even shade
that at all. Yeah. I'll take that back, Shawnee. My bad.
But man, she like Cookie. She like Juanita out here in these streets.
Teammates didn't appear to be surprised by the news. James said it took a lot for him to do it. But I think Gab is perfect for him. I think D Wade is perfect for Gab. Oh, that's shade. For them to be at one now, for their whole family to come together, man, I think it's amazing. It's amazing stuff for him. Thought it was pretty cool. I'm all for it. I'm happy for them.
He said
they deserve each other, though.
But LeBron been saying the right things in the media for a long time.
Well, now. Nah, he said it in code right there when he said, I think it'd
be
perfect for him.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I think that's exactly what he need,
yep.
You know, because that's the kind of person he is.
Yep. And he will not be in Miami. I'll take that back. He might stay in Miami, but D-Wade won't be, though.
This nigga Richard Jefferson said that if he gets an opportunity to play for a championship team, he's going to go hunting. I have no loyalty.
I heard that. I actually listened to that interview he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's stolen enough money in the NBA.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the way he said, I have no loyalty, I think that came off wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All he's saying is, look, I'm just trying to get a ring. I'm not going to do a Reggie Miller. I'm not going to do a, you know, Reggie Miller.
He's been on five teams already.
Exactly. But I'm saying he's not going to stay with one or two or three teams.
He had a chance.
And just stay loyal.
He had a chance and he choked.
Yeah, this is what happened
multiple times. He choked with the Spurs and with the Nets.
By the way, everybody who says this never wins a ring.
Yeah.
He ain't the first one to say this shit in NBA history. Yep. It'd always be some old
Barkley left.
Yeah, I'll be some Karl Malone ass nigga talking about something. I go play for the Lakers. That's not how
Karl Malone.
Tracy McGrady tried it. You saw what he did to the
all
Spurs.
All that shit does is fuck up your karma, man. You shouldn't say it out loud. Speaking of fucking up karma, Floyd Mayweather trolled Pacquiao on Christmas Day. Put out a picture.
And I'm not even the biggest Floyd Mayweather fan.
Yeah, you hate Floyd Mayweather, but
I don't hate him.
Even you got to admit
I don't love him.
That he's right in this case.
Yeah, he was.
He said, Manny, I'll pay you $40 million to fight. It's a picture of Floyd talking to some money like a phone. Floyd, and then Manny looking at his phone laughing, said, no way, you're crazy. 50-50 or nothing. Then they show a picture of Pacquiao after he got knocked out sleeping with Z's above his head. And then they show him praying, said, dear God, please have Floyd call me again. So true.
They should have had that dude say, you got knocked the fuck
Pacquiao thought he was too good for the money. Pacquiao had Arum, to be quite honest. And it became a power play. And as we've had, you know, award-winning journalist Morgan on the show several times. And Morgan Campbell would fucking tell you, dog, Pacquiao and Arum been trying to shice this dude for years. So
man, Pacquiao lucky he get $5 million for a fight now.
Yeah. Getting knocked out all the time. People still think he gonna win. Nigga, you get knocked out for a living now.
Check his pee.
I think he can
ever
still
since
win.
Floyd said check his pee.
He ain't been the same.
Knocked out.
No, it's crazy coincidence. Floyd brought up the fact this nigga might be on that shit. Suddenly he getting knocked out all the time.
He only lost that one fight. Bradley.
He had three.
Yeah,
he beat Timothy Bradley.
He beat Timothy Bradley. I mean, he got just knocked the fuck out against Marquez. But you gotta realize these guys have fought four times. He knows his weak. And then when he got knocked out, he had just knocked down Marquez.
Man, if I beat you three times, I know how to beat you four.
Right.
Nah, I mean, but Muhammad Ali, you got to look. Muhammad Ali Frazier fought three times over a career. Like, they fought.
Beat you three times,
he
I
got
know how
knocked
to beat
the
you
fuck
four.
Out, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can say about that.
There you go. He ain't lose on the points.
He got knocked the
nigga
fuck
was taking
out. He got dropped. I mean, he was actually sleep. Yeah. It wasn't like a knockdown where he like counted 10, 1, 2.
Let me ask you a question.
He went to sleep. He took a nap.
He woke up rested.
Let me ask you a question, man. You ever snuck in your house when you was a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
Kid? You knew how to sneak in the house, right?
Yeah.
Without getting caught, right?
Yeah.
Because it's your house and you know how to get in your house. If Manny knew how to beat that dude, he know how to beat that dude.
But if you sneak out enough times, your parents are going to eventually catch your ass. And that's what happened to me before. I snuck in the house one day. My mother had a belt and she beat my ass.
Right. You know why?
Because she got caught.
Because while you might know your house, she know her house too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She know it better than
she
you.
She know it better than you.
Car dealer had to pay people because he said that he had a bet that the Seattle Seahawks would not shut the Giants out. So the Seahawks won 23-0. And he had to pay 12 people $35,000.
That don't sound like each. A lot. How much is that? How much that come out to about $100,000?
Let's see. He took out
$420,000. This he broke. Caught a quarter. He broke.
Well, what happens when companies do these promotions is they take out an insurance policy. And they basically pay, like in this case, he paid $7,000. And the insurance company is the one that's supposed to pay the difference.
And there's probably some legal shit that where the insurance company don't pay you a dime. Yeah. Who takes that bet? If I'm the insurance company, I'm looking at it and be like, nah, this might could happen.
Yeah, they didn't look at it just be like, it's the Giants. No. It's the Giants against the Seahawks. No.
Whoever was that underwriter probably got fired.
For sure. That's a dumbass bet.
Whoever was writing that.
I wouldn't take that bet for $20.
Maybe with someone he probably knows nothing of sports.
Johnson originally wanted to do the shutout promotion last week when Seahawks played San Francisco. But he said.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I agree. I see why. Because San Francisco is better than the Giants. But he said working out the rules to make sure the giveaway was legal and then courts of state regulations pushed it back a week. Wow. And he didn't just go, mm-mm. Who's next week? Nah.
That's like Ray Lewis Ravens.
Yeah. Why would you do that, man? So stupid. And it's not like the Giants have been playing well.
Right.
They've been playing horrendously.
Talking about four people a week, Manning.
Everybody was starting the Seattle defense in fantasy that week. One thing Chevrolet had to do was open the contest, which ran from Wednesday to Saturday, to anyone, even those who didn't buy a car. Those who entered the contest and didn't purchase a car received one entry, while those who bought a car, which could cost as low as $1,000 up to $60,000, received 100 entries. Jet Chevrolet ran its ads on local sports radio affiliates and the local newspaper, the News Tribune, based in Tacoma.
They ran radio ads.
Johnson said 20 people bought cars in the 4-day promotion period and received hundreds of entries into the drawing, which will take place Monday. 12 people entered the drawing without buying a car, so they received one entry first.
That's some great odds, man. 20 people?
Yeah.
That's some great fucking odds that you might win.
And you know you can't win twice, so it's like once that person wins, all their hundreds of slips are out. So even if you just put your shit in you know, on a whim, you probably gonna get some money.
That's some great fucking odds. But I'm saying, like, because it sounds like you're saying 32 total, but 20 of them had 100 tickets.
Yeah.
That's some great odds, man. This means I might be one of the 8, but I hope not. Like, that's some great odds.
God, that's so cool for the people that won and so stupid for him. Steven Jackson does not hold a grudge against his former boss.
I believe you, Steven.
He says him and Tim are Tim Duncan are great friends, and I have great respect for Pop. So it was good to play against him. So I believe him, because if he held a grudge, we'd know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he gonna say
he would threw them hands, or he would have told somebody. The end.
Yes, he was very vocal about Larry Brown.
Yeah, he not scared. James Dolan,
and as he said too, he's made his money. He rich. Yeah, he can cut him.
Yeah, James Dolan. Talk to the team. I'm not reading what he said because I don't give a fuck, but it's December and the Knicks are having the owners come down and talk to the team. Yeah. Damn, y'all terrible.
That's the thing though, man. Like, y'all been injured. Why? Like, as an owner, you have to recognize my best defensive player on the team.
What did he say? Hey, man, y'all off the 9-19 start. How's everybody doing?
He probably stupid enough to ask him, should we keep Woodson or let him go?
Yeah, maybe he said something like, what do you guys think we should do? Because I don't know.
Jason Kidd said the Nets got complacent. Okay. Yeah. Captain Obvious.
Yeah.
D'Antoni apologizes, says frustrated Lakers fans should find another team to root for, saying that frustrated Lakers fans should find another team to root for.
He said it's out of his mind.
Yeah, I agree with him though. Yeah. The original statement.
That's a Shanahan. That's a Shanahan quote.
Yeah,
and he quit. That was his 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, I actually agree with his original statement, which is only an idiot Lakers fan wants them to keep winning right now.
And you know,
because it's time. Like, they are in that lucky spot where they might fuck around and luck into one of these good ass young dudes coming out of college, get Kobe back, and have money to sign free agents all in 1 year.
But don't root for another team. That's the dumb part.
But wait, they root for another frustrated team?
No, that's what he said. Root for another team.
Well, he said you're complaining and root for another team. But I understand what he's saying too. And you know, I don't like D'Antoni. I don't like his philosophy of the game. But I do like if I watched the game yesterday against the Heat. And one thing he kept saying was the team is playing hard. They're playing their hearts out. And you know what, guys, but then you see Jason Kidd, who rips his team all the time. You see these coaches who do that. He really, if you hear what he says, he's always saying our team is playing their hearts out.
Yeah, he supports his team.
He's very supportive.
Did he say except for Powell? Did he say except for Powell at the end of the
day? Nah. Was Powell even playing yesterday?
Yeah. Well, he played.
Thought he was hurt.
I'm just saying, Powell, he didn't like Powell.
Yeah,
well, and
wouldn't it be great if he could make it work with Powell and have Powell, Kobe, and one of these young dudes?
Mm-hmm. That would be.
Mike Shanahan said he wants to return. Darnell Dockett refused to apologize about some insensitive tweets that he had about Asian people.
Good for him.
So he says Apple has a new device out for Chinese people, the Eye Opener.
I don't get it.
He would be good on Guess the Race.
I'm so not racist, but believe what you want, says Donnell Dockett.
Oh man, can you say that other quote again?
Apple has a new device out for Chinese people called the Eye Opener.
Yes. Oh, oh, that's so good for Guess the Race.
I promise I won't. Somebody said, I predict he fake apologizes tomorrow. I'm sorry I offended anyone. He said, I promise I won't. And he said, I've learned that pleasing everyone is impossible. Pissing everyone off is easy and fun as hell.
That was funny.
He said, if I tweeted the eye fried chicken was coming out, you probably call me racist. He said, nope. If you tell me you get me a three-piece spicy. Now if you tell me you get me a three-piece spicy. So he was just taking it in stride.
Like South Park. He got jokes to everybody.
Yep. He said, someone said, censor people shouldn't be allowed to use the internet. And he said, I agree. So good job, Donnell Dockett. Way to be a classy, classy guy. Terrell Pryor's agent is slamming the coach.
Oh my God. That was
of
crazy.
Oakland. Everybody's like, but what? He's getting a start. Isn't that good? And his agent said, no, it's a setup to make Terrell Pryor look bad. Because the team is, you know, hopeless at this point.
Yeah, and it's only 2 weeks. I mean, well, 1 week now, but.
But his agent is saying because he's playing Terrell Pryor that he's set him up to look bad because he's playing him. Yeah. That's like me saying, you know what? I'm going to take Rod out and I'm going to take him out. And Rod is saying, you're taking me out so people are going to say I look ugly.
I don't even believe it, though, because no coach would risk their career over that. Like, coaches, the incentive for a coach to win is too high in the NFL to believe that they did some shit just like that. Like, oh, let's go lose a game on purpose to make this nigga look bad. Nigga, they come to you and be like, oh, by the way, you fired too. Cause they do that all the time. You know how many coaches done try to plan for the future, quote unquote?
Ask John Gruden.
Yeah, shit, ask Mike Shanahan. Assuming Mike Shanahan wants to come back next year, right? They still gonna look at these last few games and be like, yeah, you lost these games. He gonna be like, well, we put the backup in, see? They gonna be like, yeah, bye. You were 3-13.
Because I think this last game for Rex Ryan is gonna matter. I mean, if he loses, I think he's out.
Yeah, let's ask Greg Schiano at the end of the season.
No. Yeah. Yeah, what does Greg think about it? All right, man. Looks like it's getting to be that time, guys. Shout out to Cam Newton, though, for providing a lot of hot fire for me to talk shit this week.
Yeah, I want Cam to do well. I want Seattle to do
fuck
well.
Fuck y'all racist that was shitting on Cam, and now he the best quarterback in the history of the Panthers franchise. Mm-hmm. I said it.
Even better than Jake DeLone?
Yeah, his all of his leadership skills.
Oh, yeah.
Leading the other team to interceptions and pick sixes. all right, man. It's time. Where's my music? Yeah. I said la, 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 la. Hey, Mamba. That's right, guys. This week in Mamba. Kobe Bryant is now more locked in than he ever was before. That's right. A lot of people say Kobe should give up. The Lakers should quit on the season. He should retire or just shut it down, come back next year. Kobe Bryant said, fuck that shit.
Mamba system.
Funny. I mean, I, you know, hearing all the comments and, you know, things like that, you know, just kind of, I think, help enhance my focus more. You know, it's, you know, it's obviously not something that, you know, I wanted to have happen, but there's nothing you can do about it. And so from that standpoint, you have to look at the injury for exactly what it is, which is something that's going to heal and, you know, be as strong as it ever was. I was fortunate that it wasn't a meniscus or anything else. And, you know, so there's nothing that I have to really do from a recovery standpoint other than letting the bones heal, letting the fracture heal. So, you know, you just kind of just have to look at the injury in a vacuum.
You have to put complete, like, no press on it.
So what I've been doing, what I've been able to do is I've been able to do some bike work. So I've been doing a lot of that. You know, they don't want me putting any pressure on it. Not yet in terms of standing or anything like that, or, you know, putting putting too much force on it.
What would you say as far as pain?
It's really not painful. You know, it's which kind of concerned me.
Classic Mamba.
The game, since I got in the locker room, you know, it just felt like something was off. It just felt weird because it just felt like it was just a lot of swelling that was inside.
Yeah, that's called pain, Kobe. that's what it's called. I know you don't do that, but that's what.
He didn't recognize it.
Yeah, feeling. It's like, what's this feeling?
Like, why is it tingling?
That's odd.
Out of the knee. And it was a different feeling. It wasn't a painful feeling. And so, when it's something like that, it always worries me a little bit. Well, I mean, I was going in just to be, you know, cautious, and I was expecting really a bone bruise more than anything else. And I actually thought Lombardo was joking when he told me, you know, it's not funny. You know? And he said he was quite serious, so
he has to see the X-ray.
Yeah, he was like, "You bullshitting, dog." Like, "Nah, man, it's fractured. Remember when you fell on the ground?" I finished that game.
Kobe was like, "Man, listen, did you know I have Wolverine?
No.
What is that? Titanium? Whatever type of titanium.
Adamantium.
You know I have that in me, right?
I don't need to not play.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be focused when he comes back. But, you know, the Lakers are, like, as you say, you know, they're in an interesting situation where.
The good news is, I think even if Kobe comes back, they still can tank around him because.
Yeah.
You know, the team is young. They still kind of growing. Powell just looks like he don't want to be there. Yeah,
they don't play any defense. So
yeah, like they still going to tank whether he's there.
They'll always be outscored. Yeah.
Like, this is kind of like an exhibition for him just to work on his knee. Yeah.
And Kobe got to work the rust off.
Yeah, so I can see why he would play just to be like, let me do something.
But do you see that if let's just say that Kobe starts playing well, I'm talking about he starts, you know, gets in a few games before the trade deadline.
He'll be back for the All-Star game.
Yeah, and so do you think the Lakers could possibly think about trying to trade him and put him out there to another contending team?
And so, anyway, man, this Mamba system, this Mamba mentality that Kobe has.
This has been Balls Deep. Thank y'all so much for listening to the show. We'll be back next week. Vic may or may not be here. I don't know if he's really gotten the point of the show yet.
I guess I've become that guy who fucks up a conversation.
We got some questions in the chat. We can look at those real quick. If someone put a gun to your head and forced you to say something negative about either Steve Smith or Steven Jackson, which would you choose?
I would choose Steve Smith.
I would choose the gun. Kill me.
Nope. Not
just
me.
Kill me.
I choose Steve Smith because Steven Jackson will shoot you.
Yeah, I'm not trying
He has a gun issue.
The reason I'm not saying Steve Smith is because the likelihood of seeing that dude in real life is way too high. Way too high. I've seen that dude 3-4 times in the last year alone.
I'll say Steve Smith, but I'll just be like, you know what? You're not as fast as you were when you were
exactly.
20. Like, I'm not saying two or so.
And neither am I.
Like, it'll be like that. You're not as fast as you were when you were 20.
Russell Westbrook just reported to have another knee surgery and won't be back to after the All-Star game. Really? Is that true? Wow.
Man, someone check on Kevin Durant.
Hey.
He is back on the ledge again.
That's pretty serious.
He was
bro.
Looking stressed in a mug while Westbrook was out.
Oh, that's pretty serious. I hope that's, I hope that's not true. But yeah, these knee surgeries that Russell's having where he's just missing a month and shit might.
I mean, look at Derrick Rose.
Start adding up, man.
Look at Derrick Rose.
Man, well, Derrick wouldn't come back. Derrick was different.
Westbrook needed to contact Kobe people. That's all I'm saying.
Bach Holiday says, y'all going to talk about the soccer jerseys they wore for NBA games on Christmas? Yuck. I wasn't bothered by them, but a lot of people were.
Yeah, I didn't have an issue with them either. Yeah,
I barely noticed it, honestly.
I mean,
they were slimming, I thought.
I thought it was a good business move.
Sean May was like, why didn't they have those when I was in the league?
Yeah, and I think it was a good business move by the NBA. I mean, because, I mean, generally, if you can wear a jersey to work, you can wear a football jersey to work. You can wear a football jersey to school. You can wear a football jersey going out. You really can't wear a basketball jersey hanging out. It's not fashionable. And I think what the NBA was trying to do is they're trying to show a jersey for people that's, fashionable to wear. And at the same time, it be a game jersey. Because you can do that with any other sport but basketball.
Jump shots was off that day, though, on Christmas.
Yeah.
They was missing a lot of open jumpers. Except LeBron.
And yeah, you're right. He is out for another month. He's out. Another knee surgery for Westbrook.
Shit. That's sad, bro. Well, on that somber note, man, we end the show. We'll see you guys next week on Balls Deep Sports. Until then, peace out.